smooth, real. It's all here.
Hot. We're in the freezer aisle, Tina. You're having a hot flash.
Hot flash? Menopause? But I'm still getting my period.
It's not menopause yet, but it could be changing hormones. When I got my first flash, my pharmacist told me to start taking Estroven. Estroven is all natural and can help reduce hot flashes, night sweats, and irritability.
I'm not irritable.
Right. And you don't need a prescription. It's in the vitamin aisle.
Let's go get Estroven now.
Hot flashes? It's just your body telling you it's time for Estroven. Use as directed.
What time is it?
Oh, honey, I can't sleep.
Oh, George.
I got too much on my mind. Could you sing me that lullaby Mama used to sing? Do it just the way she sung it to me when I was small and scared. Just like...
Just like last week, of course, honey. If that life starts with grades that fail, Daddy's gonna buy you a dorm at Yale.
Yeah.
And if at Yale you drink and get...
Frank Ed Schultz, Andy Rose, The Majority Report, and Mike Malloy. This is AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
KKCN. Thornton Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapane. Iraq's most wanted man still is. American military officials and the White House say there's no evidence that al-Qaeda leader Abu Musab al-Zarqawi was among the enemy fighters killed in a weekend battle in Mosul. CBS News national security correspondent David Martin.
There is no confirmation, no forensic evidence that conclusively says Zarqawi is dead. The claim was made by a couple of Middle Eastern websites, but those websites have been wrong before.
In Bakuba, a deadly mistake by American troops took the lives of at least three civilians, including one child.
A U.S. spokesman says the American patrols saw a car driving towards them erratically. They fired warning shots. The car didn't stop, so they simply assumed it was a suicide car bomber, and the gunner opened fire. Inside the vehicle were several civilians, including children, that were returning from a funeral.
CBS's Kimberly Dozier in Baghdad. President Bush is heading home from Asia after a side trip to Mongolia. CBS's Mark Noller is with the president.
This stop in Mongolia was short, but was designed to be meaningful. President Bush came to honor Mongolia for making the transition from communist rule to democracy.
As you build a free society in the heart of Central Asia, the American people stand with you.
Addressing government leaders and members of parliament, Mr. Bush declared that the U.S. and Mongolia stand together in the cause of freedom, hailing the 120 troops this nation has dispatched to Iraq. Mark Noller, CBS News, with the president in Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia.
Why did he do it? There's still no word on the motive for a shooting spree at a Tacoma mall busy with Sunday shoppers. The gunman gave up peacefully, but not before wounding six people and holding three others hostage in a music shop. Susan Servo's daughter is the store manager.
Now that I found out it was her that was being held, I'm just mortified. I'm just horrified, but I'm happy now that she's okay.
The shopper says people ran for their lives when they heard the crackle of gunfire.
Mall security had everybody take cover, get them to storage rooms and so forth, and that lasted probably 10 to 15 minutes.
Police say alleged gunman Dominic Maldonado has a history of scrapes with the law. Well, General Motors is expected to announce plant closings within the hour. Industry researcher David Cole says GM has to slim down in order to stop losing money.
You've got to shrink to grow. You've got to get to a base that's a sustainable base, and they are not there right now.
If you went to the movies this weekend, you may have noticed some long lines for Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire.
Harry Potter!
How did you do it? I didn't put my name in that cup. I don't want eternal glory.
Would you settle for a pot of gold? The fourth Harry Potter movie took in more than $101 million. The weekend's number two film, Walk the Line, was a distant second at $22 million. Ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street, S&P futures are up about a point. This is CBS News.
Now you can dial a diamond and save half by calling Empire Diamond at 1-800-SAVE-HALF. If you're in the market for a solitaire, engagement ring, anniversary, or investment diamond, then shop around, get the best price, and then dial a diamond at 1-800-SAVE-HALF. Empire will advise you on size, shapes, and values. They'll sell you diamonds directly from the source without a middleman's markup. These diamonds are guaranteed to be priced at half the retail price. A diamond certification by the Gemological Institute of America will be faxed or mailed to you. For qualified buyers, your diamond will be sent to your home or office for a free 10-day, no obligation inspection. Upon your satisfaction, you then pay for your purchase and get a 60-day money-back guarantee. Empire Diamond, located in the Empire State Building for over half a century, guarantees the lowest priced diamonds, 10-day free inspection, and money-back guarantee. Save over half on your diamonds. Call 1-800-SAVE-HALF. That's 1-800-SAVE-HALF. Visit us at dialadiamond.com.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Well, we're looking pretty good so far to start off your work week. It's only Monday morning, though. I-25 checking clear in both directions into downtown. Watch for some lane shifting southbound I-25 between Logan and University. Also on the off-ramp to University. And just getting word of a new wreck. It's eastbound I-70 on the ramp to Vasquez. Now the turnpike's wide open as you make your way through Broomfield and Westminster. And around town, things still pretty quiet on Foothills Parkway, South Boulder Road, and the Diagonal. Checking the forecast, going to be
95 or less. That's $28.95 at your participating Denver, Dodge, Chrysler, and Jeep dealers. Ends November 27th. Restrictions apply. See your dealer for details.
EK.
The Al Franken Show is on the air, coming to you live from the Boulder Theater.
He spoke.
Here in Boulder, Colorado.
And you were there.
I love Al. He's hysterical.
Al's great.
Yes, we do have a great seat.
Never been to a live show before.
Having a great time.
It's really fun to watch Al in person.
It's great to see him live.
We brought him here, and you made it happen. Thank you from Al Franken.
I want to thank you once again for being here.
And AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
The Osgood File, sponsored in part by the Braun Activator, the world's best self-cleaning shaver guaranteed. I'm Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. A resolution for quick withdrawal of American troops from Iraq was defeated in a raucous session of the House on Friday. But never mind, says Congressman John Murtha, Democrat of Pennsylvania.
We're going to be out of there. We're going to be out of there very quickly. And it's going to be very close to the plan that I'm presenting right now.
Murtha, yesterday on NBC's Meet the Press.
I think we'll be out of there. If not completely out of there, we'll be very close to be out of there. I think we could be out. Yeah, I'd predict we'll be out of there by 2006.
More on that after this for the Braun Activator. Wondering what to ask for or give this holiday season? Now, here's a great tip. The Braun Activator shaving system delivers the ultimate in shaving and cleaning performance. Its revolutionary smart foil technology captures hair going in any direction. The contour-hugging head automatically adjusts to every facial contour for maximum closeness and comfort. The Bronze Activator also comes with the most advanced clean and renew system, which keeps it feeling like a new shaver every day. Braun Activator, simply the world's best self-cleaning shaver, guaranteed. For more information, visit Braun.com.
My uncle once shot hoops with basketball legends. I remember him letting me win at one-on-one. When he died, it was difficult for me. His funeral helped me, though, by allowing me to share what he meant to me. He wasn't just my uncle. He was a friend.
A loved one's life is worth celebrating. A meaningful funeral helps the living celebrate life while honoring memory in a personal way. For a free brochure on planning a funeral, call the National Funeral Directors Association at 800-228-NFDA or visit nfda.org.
Remember, what politicians say here about our troops in Iraq is heard there, too, says Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld.
Think of the enemy listening to a argument that we should withdraw immediately or soon. All they would say to themselves is, fair enough, all we have to do is wait them out.
Rumsfeld was on Face the Nation with Bob Schieffer on CBS.
There's no doubt in my mind but that were we to pull out precipitously, that the American people would be in greater danger than they are today.
But that is not a negative reflection on Congressman Murtha himself, says President Bush.
Congressman Murtha is a fine man. He's a good man who served our country with honor and distinction. And I know the decision to call for an immediate withdrawal of our troops by Congressman Murtha was done in a careful and thoughtful way.
The president, who is on his way home now, was asked about all this in China.
This is not an issue of who's patriotic and who's not patriotic. It's an issue of an honest, open debate about the way forward in Iraq.
And on that score, when it comes to Murtha's proposal?
I disagree with his position. An immediate withdrawal of our troops from Iraq will only strengthen the terrorist's hand in Iraq.
The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Tiger Balm presents Jerry Rice.
Starting at wide receiver.
I'm ready for some football.
All-time record holder and Tiger Balm's biggest fan.
Huh?
Especially Tiger Balm's new pain-relieving patch.
The patch works for me.
Just apply the advanced hydrogel patch and Tiger Balm goes deep. Deep into aching muscles and joints. Tiger Balm's been around almost as long as...
Hey, watch it, pal.
Number 80, Jerry Rice.
Take a tip from me. Go for the Balm, Tiger Balm, and put the Tiger in your team.
Available at drugstores everywhere.
The Osgood File, November 21st, 2005.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning. It's 6:09, 9 minutes after 6, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. How are you on this Monday morning? Sunny with a high today of around 61. Man, who wants to get up on Monday morning? Certainly not me. Anyway, it's good to have you along. Saw some great movies over the weekend. Did not go to the theaters to see these. These little small films, which you ought to check out. No, you cannot show these to your kids, obviously, but these are later on in the morning. And then the heaviest movie, one of the heaviest movies I've ever seen, was, I can't tell whether this is a British or a German-made film. I believe it's a German-made film. And I don't know if any of you out there have seen this movie. It's called The Downfall. It's about Adolf Hitler and his last days in his bunker in Berlin. And man, it is a moving movie. Moving in the sense that it's shocking, that it's intense. Really a must-see film. And it's about, I don't know, about 2.5-3 hours long maybe. And it's in subtitles. I know subtitles bothers a lot of people. And if you're in the mood just to see a movie, just to, you know, watch a film, you know, subtitles kind of get in the way sometimes. You don't really want to deal with them. I remember Mary checked out a video from a video store once, and the woman said something like, that's in subtitles, and I don't want to read a movie. But that's what that film was about. The Downfall of Adolf Hitler. And a heavy film. All right, it's 7 o'clock this morning. We've got Speaker of the House Andrew Romanoff coming up. We're going to talk about the fight over referendum C money and the idea that the governor wants to put part of that money into roads. And that touches off a lot of alarms with a lot of people because a lot of us, that's not what we voted for. So we'll find out from Speaker Romanoff whether they're going to be able to hold the line and put that money towards education and K-12 like it's supposed to be. Then we've got Gene Sperling coming up at around 8:30. He's a senior fellow at the Center for American Progress, and he was President Clinton's National Economic Advisor and head of the National Economic Council from 1997 to 2001. We'll ask him about the budget struggle and also his new book, Pro-Growth Progressive, which lays out a long-term vision to progressives on how to achieve a shared economic prosperity. And we'll do that about 8:30. And then at 9:30, we have Rand Beers. You know, you may have heard this guy before, may have heard of him. He served on the National Security Council under Reagan, Bush 41, and Clinton and Bush 43 in the counterterrorism intelligence program. But what happened was, I guess he quit and then went to work for the Kerry campaign. And we'll ask him about this war on terror. You know, there are a lot of things that I want to talk about this morning, but the overwhelming, dominating news over the weekend because of what happened Friday in the House of Representatives and that disgusting, terrible moment with Congresswoman Jean Schmidt, who is from Ohio, and her taking shots at Murtha and then claiming she wasn't doing it at John Murtha, in which she had to withdraw her remarks because in the House of Representatives, it is, I don't want to use the word illegal, but under the rules, you're not allowed to take a shot at another, a direct personal shot at another House member. And that's exactly what she did, and the Democrats just exploded when she did it, and I'm sure most of you saw this. So what's been in the news here this morning is, as I went through the news here this morning, everything is Iraq. Everything is Iraq. Now, Donald Rumsfeld was out on the talking head shows over the weekend trying to defend the administration's position. And Dick Cheney will talk at about 9 o'clock our time. Once again, the Darth Vader of American politics will come out of his deep freeze and talk once again about the war on terror. And we'll talk about the whole, you know, because they always refer to the war on terror in Iraq as the same thing. He's going to talk at 9 o'clock our time this morning, which will be carried, I guess, on most of the news networks, most of the cable channels. And there's just so much out there about Iraq and about how Murtha's plan had basically been misunderstood and how the Republicans took part of that plan, which was not really Murtha's plan, and tried to force a House vote on it on Friday evening. And the vote that they tried to force was that the U.S. troops should withdraw immediately, which is not what Murtha's talking about, which is not what most of the House Democrats are for, or even Democrats in the Senate.
What they want is a phase withdrawal and a sensible four-part plan to get out. And the Republicans just started bullying them because they're in the majority, and they tried to embarrass them by putting them to this test about getting out immediately, and only three Democrats voted for it. The rest voted against it because that's not what they wanted. So you've got this going on. And there is all kinds of stories here this morning about Iraq. And I know I have a habit of doing Iraq every morning between 6 and 7. But I'm telling you, there is nothing out there other than Iraq, other than Bush basically coming back from his Asian trip empty-handed. He didn't get much out of the Chinese. He couldn't escape Iraq during the whole thing. And did anybody see, because I just saw it a few minutes ago, did anybody see the embarrassing shot of George W. Bush trying to walk through the door, and the door was locked, and he couldn't get out? And he looked like a child, a miffed child. Like, well, what do I do now? Because he tried both the doors and couldn't get them to work. And I guess what ended up happening is he went to the wrong doors. Anyway, there's a Powell aide who talks about that all this torture stuff comes from the vice president's office. And Bob Woodward got rebuked by his own Washington Post over the weekend for basically going out on CNN and a bunch of other news outlets and dissing Patrick Fitzgerald and dissing the investigation while he himself had information that would be vital to the investigation. So I guess you could call that a conflict of interest. Anyway, there's all of this going on. If you want to comment on any of it, 303-713-7600. As I said, other than the guests we've got on, the entire morning, if you want to talk about what's in the news, I don't know how we're going to get away from not talking about Iraq, since Iraq is all over the news here this morning. It's all over the news. It's all that anybody's talking about. And I wonder how many of you saw that saw clips of that whole thing in the House on Friday night. 303-713-7600. I guess the question I should ask this morning is, do you favor the MRTHA plan, which would be a four-step redeployment of American troops or taking American troops out of Iraq, or do you favor the idea of withdrawing immediately, or do you favor the idea of the president's position, which is to stay the course? This is the position that he's talking about, that Cheney's talking about, that Rumsfeld is talking about, and they have no real, I don't think, the majority of the American public, you look at the polls, is against the war. I don't think these guys are really connecting with us. And they haven't really...
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Thinking about what to serve at your business lunch or holiday affair? You can put out a tray of cold cuts and cube cheese and no one will think any less of you. Or you can have your guests ask where all the delicious food came from. Invite Tin Star to your next party and add some sizzle, smoke, and salsa. Choose homemade chips, roasted salsa, grilled vegetable quesadilla, or a gourmet soft taco platter. Find out more about the Tin Star party platters and box lunches at tinstar.us or click on the banner in the player now. Tin Star. Sizzle, smoke, salsa.
Comcast high-speed internet, may I help you?
Comcast, thank you for upgrading your speed to 6 megs.
Oh, well, you're welcome.
No, I mean, really, thank you. Hey, you already blew DSL away, but making Comcast 7.5 times faster, then including video mail and photo show and McAfee security free with my service? Whoa.
Well, we're glad you like it.
Yeah, I'd like to give you a big hug.
Oh, that's not necessary.
Not necessary.
No.
6 megs of speed, great features, the most trusted name in online security. That deserves something. Present. How about my cat?
Thanks, I'll pass.
I know. Some of my pizza. Still sort of warm. I'll bring her right over.
Great. Ask for Georgina. Georgina.
Call now and get Comcast high-speed internet free for the first month. Call 1-800-COMCAST today.
Promotion rates and availability vary for non-Comcast cable customers. After promotion, regular monthly service and equipment charges apply. Call for pricing, service, and restriction details. Actual speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Speed comparison based on Comcast standard maximum download speed of 6.0 Mbps versus the standard DSL package's maximum download speed of 1.5 Mbps.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage. just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly a 500,000 others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-900-5541. 1-800-900-5541. That's 1-800-900-5541.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French. But when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-339-1195. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-339-1195. That's 1-800-339-1195.
And more time. Northwest Parkway, your quickest route to the airport shopping, Boulder, Broomfield, and Lafayette. Get info at nwpky.org.
Now it's getting serious. Jay Marvin is on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 620, 20 minutes after 6, sunny, and a high of around 61 this morning, 303-713-7600, as I said, the top topic this morning, or as we're supposed to call it, the A topic this morning, and it's actually the only topic, is what went on in the House of Representatives on Friday night, Friday afternoon, Friday night, and then what has gone on over the entire weekend, which the war in Iraq has broken into a total debate now. I mean, it has really gotten angry. The Republicans even passing that non-binding resolution asking for greater accountability from the Bush administration. Even Rick Santorum, I believe, who is the most conservative of the conservative, voted for that resolution. Of course, he's under fire in his home state of Pennsylvania, in which Bob Casey Jr., which, by the way, he's a pro-life candidate. Bob Casey Jr. is leading Rick Santorum by like 16 points, and the election hasn't even started. Anyway, Iraq just is what's dominating the news. There's also this story that a former staff chief says Cheney's flexibility helped lead to the abuse and that there was torture guidance given by the vice president. This guy, Cheney, has got the darkest of darkest souls. I mean, I'd really like to sit down with him and ask him what his deal is. A former top State Department official said yesterday that Vice President Dick Cheney provided the philosophical guidance and the flexibility that led to the torture of detainees at U.S. facilities. You know, this guy's arguably the most powerful vice president in the history of this country. I mean, you know, have you ever known a vice president that is this powerful, that seems to have this much influence? Retired U.S. Army Colonel Larry Wilkerson, who has been a critic, who's come forward in the last couple of weeks and has taken shots at the Bush administration. He served as the former Secretary of State of Colin Powell's chief of staff. And he told CNN that the practice of torture may be continuing in U.S.-run facilities. There's no question that in my mind that we did. There's no question in my mind that we may still be doing it, according to Wilkerson. There's no question in my mind where the philosophical guidance and the flexibility to order to do so originated in the Vice President of the United States office. He is the implementer in this case. Unbelievable, isn't it? And it says that Donald Rumsfeld basically just carried out what Dick Cheney wanted. At another point in the interview, Wilkerson said the vice president had to cover this in order for it to happen and in order for Secretary Rumsfeld to feel as though he had the freedom of action. Now, traveling in Latin America earlier this month, you remember the president said that we do not torture. But, you know, somebody sent me an email about this saying that it's their definition of torture, not the universally accepted definition, and they pointed to that to the papers written by Alberto Gonzalez, the attorney general. So the person that sent me that email, that's a really, really good point. That's a really good point. That's torture according to the administration, not according to international law. Now, it's been all over the news last week and the week before. Cheney has lobbied against the measure in Congress, the McCain measure, that would outlaw cruel and inhuman and degrading treatment of prisoners, calling for an exception for the CIA in cases that involve a detainee who may have knowledge of an imminent attack. And the memo was included in the $491 billion Pentagon spending bill that declared 2006 to be a period of significant transition for Iraq. Now, proposed by Senator John McCain, an Arizona Republican who was tortured as a prisoner of war, you know that, in North Vietnam. The amendment was approved in the Senate last month by a 90-9 vote. Oh, one of the guys voting no on this was Wayne Allard. Wouldn't you love to get Wayne Allard to explain that? And it was not included in the House version of the bill. Wouldn't you love to ask Wayne Allard why he thinks torture's okay and why he would vote against that McCain amendment? And John McCain's another guy that's very hard to figure out. Why did he give, you know, after Bush and Rove slimed him in South Carolina, why did he appear during the campaign on stage with Bush and gave him a hug? You know, to me that robs from his credibility that he would do that. I mean, I respect his independence at times. And this anti-torture amendment that he's stuck on here, you can't fault him for that. You really can't. But don't you at times question his credibility that he would do that with Bush? That after they did that about a black love child and all this kind of stuff, that he would stand on a stage with George W. Bush and give the guy a hug? I'd love to sit down and ask him about that sometime. About why he does that. Now, Cheney's been coming under mounting criticism for his position. Stansfield Turner, you might remember him, a military veteran who served as director of the CIA during the Carter administration, labeled him the vice president of torture. So we have, you know, we have all of these things that center around Iraq, and that Iraq is the number one foreign policy and the number one, now it's become the number one domestic policy question in this country. And as I said before, you know, I get on here between 6 and 7 every morning, it seems like, and I talk about Iraq. But this morning, every story that's out there, with the exception of a couple of stories on Sam Alito, are all geared towards Iraq. And over the huge debate that's going on in this country's foreign policy. And you wonder if this administration is going to tone down its rhetoric in trying to paint those of us who feel that this war was a mistake, and those of us who feel that we should get out. And I like Murtha's plan of a four-step plan to withdraw. I know some of you want to get out immediately now, ASAP. But this has exploded into a huge, huge round of bickering and, you know, I mean, it is now broken open out in the open, and of course, those people who support our position in Iraq and support the president with a stay the course have gone to the old playbook that they used during Vietnam, as Congressman Mark Udall said on the show last week, which is to paint any of us who disagree with this war as being not, you know, not patriotic. I got an email from a guy who wrote me this long, long email about the fact that I was a socialist, about the fact that I don't care about the safety of America, and blah, 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 on and on and on. You know, unbelievable. You could take that email, and it's the same kind of email that, you know, critics of Vietnam used to get. the same kind of rhetoric. But none of these people, I mean, with a few conservative listeners that we have, none of them have ever sent me an email telling me how the heck they think we ought to end this thing and how we ought to get out. And as I had that clash with that caller last week, in which I asked the guy, well, what's the administration's end plan? And he said, well, when it's over, it's over, which is no end plan at all. And I think it's one of the fundamental problems that the administration faces is that most of us have no idea where they're coming from and how the hell we're going to get out of here, out of Iraq. I mean, nobody has any idea what stay the course means. What does that mean? Stay there forever? Does it mean stay there for 9 years, which is the average of what it takes to defeat most insurgencies? Are we going to stay there for 9 years? I don't think anybody wants to see that. The other thing is, we don't know how many Iraqi battalions are trained. Rumsfeld was on Meet the Press. He was on CBS's Face the Nation. He was on the Wolf Blitzer show, quoting all these figures about trained troops. And Tim Russert, at least when I saw it, Tim Russert didn't have the guts to sit there and say to him, but wait a minute, the reports we get is there's only 70, that's like 70 battalions that are trained to stand on their own, to defend the country. 70's not enough, and 70's far from the hundreds that you quote. And nobody I know of held his feet to the fire or pressed him for an answer. They just moved, you know, Russert just moved on to something else. And we just have no idea what's going on. All right, I'll take your calls on this at 303-713-7600. Do you think we should get out in a phased withdrawal, or do you want to see us go now? Or does the MRTHA plan appeal to you? Coming up on 631, 29 minutes in front of 7 o'clock, let's get some progressive traffic now with Bailey.
Well, thanks, Jay, for coming out of the Fort North Glen area. Southbound I-25 starting to stack up from 104 down to the Turnpike, then it opens up a bit for the ride into downtown. Crews are working to clear a wreck eastbound I-70. It's sitting on the ramp Vasquez. 225 and C-470 are filling in a little bit. And around town, things are starting to pick up along Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93. The Turnpike a little slow eastbound from Federal over to Pecos. And checking
to be as a Colorado State graduate to be eligible. So call Liberty Mutual today and find out how much money you could be saving on...
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French, but when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-339-1195. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-339-1195. That's 1-800-339-1195.
Recently, we at Comcast High-Speed Internet raised our speed to a blistering 6 megs. However, in the case of Mark McKenzie, we may have made it a little too fast.
Well, I was ripping around online with my new 6 meg Comcast High-Speed Internet, and I decided to send a video mail to my buddy Steve because his DSL was so slow. And I was like, hey, yesterday's technology.
You dissed your friend.
Yeah, and then I was like, video mail and Photoshop are included free with my service, not yours.
So true.
But then he signed up, and now he's got 6 megs of speed and all the great features.
You got no more smack to throw down?
No.
Well, there you have it. Faster than DSL, cool features. No wonder more people choose Comcast.
Because I couldn't keep my fat mouth shut.
Sign up now and get the first month free. Call 1-800-COMCAST now.
Promotion rates and availability vary for non-Comcast cable customers. After promotion, regular monthly service and equipment charges apply. Call for pricing, service, and restriction details. Actual speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Speed comparison based on Comcast standard maximum download speed of 6.0 Mbps versus the standard DSL package's maximum download speed of 1.5 Mbps.
Get out of debt and get on with your life. Agencies offering Care One credit counseling services can help. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? It's time to get out of debt and get on with your life. Call for Care One services at 1-800-550-7735. Are you behind in paying medical bills or personal loans? Been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Call Care One services for a consultation and debt analysis at 1-800-550-7735. In just one call, you can find out how quickly your debt can be paid in full. People who call for Care One services save an average of 30% in payments every month. Some can save up to 57%. So if you're over your head in credit card bills, call now and receive a consultation and debt analysis. Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. That's Care One Credit Counseling Services. 1-800-550-7735. That's 1-800-550-7735.
Holiday shopping without leaving your computer. It's the all-new MileHighMarket.com with thousands of products. Imagine an arcade-quality electronic air hockey table for the game room, delivered in time for the holidays. Or an elegant wood poker chip humidor for that Texas Hold'em fan on your list. Entertain family and friends this holiday season with a foosball table or electronic dartboard from MileHighMarket.com. And remember, there's always free shipping at MileHighMarket.com.
And once again, I got to say, I wouldn't send you someplace I wouldn't go myself. Plus, on top of that, you know, there's no currency in lying. And just trying to sell you on a place to sell you on a place, there's just no currency in that. Because if you get out there and you walk away with a sour experience, two things are going to happen. Number one, I'm going to look like a liar. And number two, you're never going to go back to Rockies again. And neither Rockies or myself wants that to happen. So get on out there if you're looking for a clean, late-model used car, truck, minivan, van, or SUV. Do what Mary and I have done, what John Turk, who produces this show, has done, what Max Wolf has done, who was a friend of mine, a friend of ours. I mean, just tons of people have done, and that's gone out to Rockies and got a hell of a deal. And all the cars at Rockies are equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care, 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. And as I've told you, they'll show you Carfax, which gives you everything you need to know about the vehicle you're about ready to buy. Rockies is open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m., and you can check them out online at RockiesAutos.com. And to get pre-qualified for a car loan, or just go look and see if there's anything you like.
Really optional. New car scented oil only from Glade. It's freshness to go. S.C. Johnson Family Company.
Sticking it to righties everywhere. J. Marvin, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 6:35, 25 minutes. The A topic this morning is Iraq. And do you believe we should get out immediately, or would you like the Jack Murtha plan, which is to get out in a four-step plan or a phased withdrawal out? I got three lines open at 303-713-7600. I know. You're probably thinking, oh, my God, the guy's on there again talking about Iraq. But you know what? This thing is blown into a full-blown forest fire. I mean, there's no way to get around it. Let's go to Paul in Aurora. Paul, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, how are you doing, Jay?
Hey, Paul, how are you this morning?
Welcome back.
Well, thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Hey, I like Murtha's plan. Because he's not saying pull out. He's saying surround the area. Get out, but surround the area.
Yeah, he said. Well, actually, you're right about that, and I should have mentioned
and
it.
None of the shows said anything about that.
Yeah, you're right. The only person who said anything about it was, Murrah himself, who was on Face the Nation.
Yeah. Because, I mean, all the other shows were like cut and run.
Yeah, and he wasn't talking about immediate withdrawal.
No, he's talking about keep troops in the area. So if there is trouble, get back in there.
Yeah, you know, this is a good point. Why was he portrayed as being cut and run? I mean, the so-called liberal media didn't really give this guy much of a chance.
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
And it is ridiculous.
I was never in favor of this war in the first place.
Yeah, I wonder how many people are listening to us this morning, and I wonder how many people listen to the station throughout the day. who may have been in favor of this in the beginning and now have changed their minds. I'd be interested in hearing from some of those people who have gone the other way. Paul, thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
Take care.
All right, I got four lines open at 303-713-7600. Is there anybody out there who would admit to that? Because, you know, saying that you were wrong and changing your mind is a really rough thing for most of us to do. As witnessed by the White House we have, which never apologizes for anything. I mean, to this day, even the Scooter Libby CIA leak case, they keep coming back with the same answer. This is an ongoing investigation. We have no comment. I mean, nobody has stepped forward from that administration to explain any of it. And you know they could do it without stepping on any legal toes. But this is an administration that never debates, never apologizes for anything, but just keeps moving forward. And I wonder if there's any of you out there, and I'll ask the question throughout the morning, let's see if we get anybody. If there's any of you out there who originally were for this thing and now have changed your mind. You know, one of the things I do get besides hate mail is I get an increasing number of people who send me email who say that they're moderates or that they're Republicans, and what's happened to them is they feel deserted by their party. They're confused by what this whole war is supposed to be. That they realize that this administration has no exit plan, and they're out there looking for something else. And I get a lot of those kind of emails from people. And I answer back to them the best I possibly can, that I believe the administration has no exit plan, and that I don't think that I vacillate back and forth from just saying let the Iraqis handle their problems and getting out and just getting totally out. Or the Murtha situation, and a couple of other people who have proposed multi-staged withdrawals, such as Russell Feingold from Wisconsin, one of the first to talk about getting out of Iraq, and will probably seek the Democratic nomination for the presidency. I vacillate back and forth between the two positions. But I think that stage withdrawal is probably the best one. It's probably the best one. It's probably the most realistic one that's out there. I just don't think we can pick up and go tomorrow. Although I know there's a lot of you who believe that. Because we've talked about this before. I've gotten calls about this before. I get email about this a lot. That people just think we ought to get out. And we ought to pick up tomorrow and go. I don't think we can do that. But a phase withdrawal, I think we can go through. Now, you know what? We'll get withdrawal from Iraq. And you know when we'll get it? We'll get it in 2006 when it's election time. The White House will have no choice but to cry uncle because there'll be Republicans who will be distancing themselves from the White House like there's no tomorrow. Best example of that, once again, is Rick Santorum, who was only 100 miles away from the president when, last week? He appeared at a military installation in Pennsylvania. And Santorum wouldn't appear with him. And that makes twice that Bush has been there and twice that Santorum has stayed away. So there's a lot of Republican politicians that are distancing themselves from the White House and basically don't want anything to do with the president because they're scared they're going to get pulled down with the president's lousy poll numbers. And there's no doubt about it, Bush is in a weak position. And I don't see how Cheney and Bush making these speeches and constantly talking about the war on terror and linking that to Iraq, I don't see how they think that's going to be successful in turning their poll numbers around. I don't know how they think that's going to work. I don't know how they think that's going to convince anybody. Because as somebody pointed out on maybe it was the Tim Matthews show on Sunday, that the American public is starting to get fatigued with this whole equating the war on terror to what's going on in Iraq. And that Bush has gone to that well one too many times. And the people just aren't buying it. And that they've had enough of it. And that they no longer trust this guy. 303-713-7600 if you want to comment about the withdrawal plans in Iraq. I want you to comment about them. And also, is there anybody out there who was originally for this war and has now turned around and come to the same conclusion that John Kerry has come to, that John Edwards has come to, that John Murtha has come to. Is there anybody out there who has reversed their position on the war and feel that the war is wrong? And maybe there's some conservative listeners out there who would like to tell us if they believe that this administration's got an exit plan. Maybe we're missing something, and maybe we don't know what it is. 303-713-7600, three lines open here on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. It's 17 minutes in front of 7 o'clock on AM 760.
Listening to the radio on your computer, so are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage. Just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly a half million others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt. It eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-900-5541. 1-800-900-5541. That's 1-800-900-5541.
Thinking about what to serve at your business lunch or holiday affair? You can put out a tray of cold cuts and cube cheese and no one will think any less of you. Or you can have your guests ask where all the delicious food came from. Invite Tin Star to your next party and add some sizzle, smoke, and salsa. Choose homemade chips, roasted salsa, grilled vegetable quesadilla, or a gourmet soft taco platter. Find out more about the Tin Star party platters and box lunches at tinstar.us or click on the banner in the player now. Tin Star. Sizzle, smoke, salsa.
Thinking of replacing your windows? Then call American Exteriors at 303-7-WINDOW to replace your old drafty windows with beautiful new American Exteriors replacement windows. And for a limited time, American Exteriors is offering a free triple pane window upgrade with your order. That's right, American Exteriors is offering triple pane windows at a double pane price. This is an unprecedented offer. And with energy costs going nowhere but up, you have to take advantage of this incredible deal. Save money on your energy bills, beautify your home, and for a limited time, get upgraded to triple pane windows free. American Exteriors has been manufacturing and installing quality replacement windows and siding on homes just like yours for more than 25 years. And they're committed to your total satisfaction. So call 303-7-WINDOW now to set up a friendly in-home consultation. And for a limited time, get upgraded to triple pane windows absolutely free. So remember,
the only number you need to know is 303-7-WINDOW.
Not valid with other offers. Restrictions apply.
Comcast high-speed internet, may I help you?
Comcast, thank you for upgrading your speed to 6 megs.
Oh, well, you're welcome.
No, I mean, really, thank you. Hey, you already blew DSL away, but making Comcast 7.5 times faster, then including video mail and photo show and McAfee security free with my service? Whoa.
Well, we're glad you like it.
Yeah, I'd like to give you a big hug.
Oh, that's not necessary.
Not necessary.
No.
6 megs of speed, great features, the most trusted name in online security. That deserves something. Present. How about my cat?
Thanks, I'll pass.
I know. Some of my pizza. Still sort of warm. I'll bring her right over.
Great. Ask for Georgina. Georgina.
Call now and get Comcast high-speed internet free for the first month. Call 1-800-COMCAST today.
Promotion rates and availability vary for non-Comcast cable customers. After promotion, regular monthly service and equipment charges apply. Call for pricing, service, and restriction details. Actual speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Speed comparison based on Comcast standard maximum download speed of 6.0 Mbps versus the standard DSL package's maximum download speed of 1.5 Mbps.
I am a Democrat, and I have listened to your station for 8 months now, and I am so educated.
Oh, thank you. You're very kind.
Well, I appreciate that. Hey, Jay, about drawing out of Iraq, have we even fixed their water system or their electricity or their schools we've bombed? Have we done any of that?
No, basically, they only have electricity half of the day. There's no very little clean water, and the oil production is below pre-war levels.
So how can DARE pull out of there, being the Americans we're supposed to be, and leaving that country the way it is, without fixing what we have broken?
Well, I think you bring up a good point that's left out of the debate. There's money that was supposed to be allocated for construction. I think it's like $30 billion. And a lot of it was wasted, and the government's now trying to figure out where it went, and they're trying to recover it. But we can't seem to get any work done because of the insurgents, and then also because, you know, Halliburton is being investigated by the government as well for, you know, wasting the money. And, you know, I don't really have a good answer for what you're asking me. I don't know how the hell we can fix any of this stuff when we're under constant fire and harassment. And then these companies who had you know, no-bid contracts, which was wrong in the beginning, they're not getting the job done.
It's a vicious circle.
You know, it is. And we do, you're right about this, we do owe the Iraqis something. Do you know, I read somewhere that they've got traffic lights in Baghdad that still don't work?
Oh, I believe that. I believe we haven't done a thing, and I realize it must be terribly hard to get stuff done with people shooting at you. We've been there, what, 2 or 3 years, and we haven't rebuilt anything. Those Iraqis are going to be so mad with us that we're just going to breed new terrorists, new Iraqi terrorists, if we don't fix their country. How can we just leave that?
Well, you know, I just don't have an answer. And it is John Murtha. It's not John Murtha. I don't know why I was saying Murtha this early in the morning. But it is Murtha. Oh, I said Murtha.
Yeah, you did.
But I said Murtha. But I don't know. I don't have, you know, it's one of those things like the guy who asked me about cold fusion, and I had read about it years ago and didn't have an answer about it because I couldn't remember. But I don't think I have an answer. I don't think anybody has an answer for what you're talking about. And I don't see anybody talking about what you're talking about other than to use it to point out the failures. And John Murtha did do that. I mean, he said that oil was supposed to pay for this, and that the oil is at pre-war levels, and it isn't paying for it. But I, you know what? What you're bringing up is really a good point. The next time I have somebody on here, a congressman or a senator, or somebody who's in the know about this, you know, I'm going to ask them your question.
Okay, that would be great. I mean, I think we've left a lot of countries like that. So I just don't know. Here we are supposed to be freeing these people, and then we bomb the heck out of their country, and it's completely devastated, and we don't do anything to fix it. I just think that's...
Well, I will give you an example of where we are making progress. We are making progress in Afghanistan.
Well, that'd be good.
But I just don't... I'm like you. I just don't see it in Iraq. Thank you, Linda. Great call.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Now, Turk, what were people calling and complaining about? I did say it was John Murtha.
I heard you say Murrah at one point. I did have a few calls saying that you were saying Murrah.
Oh, was I? Well, I meant John Murtha.
We both know that, right, Jake?
I meant John Murtha, or as John Kerry calls him, Jack. Jack Murtha. Okay, you know, and anybody calling him unpatriotic, being in the armed forces for 37 years, both Korea and Vietnam, is absolutely beyond me. And his comment, Murtha's comment about Cheney was priceless. But here's a guy with 5 deferments who doesn't want any suggestions. Ouch. Let's go to Bob in Centennial. Bob, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
Hey, Bob, I'm doing okay. What about yourself?
I'm doing well. Listen, I was one of those individuals who initially supported going in, not because I affiliated with the war on terrorism, because I did not. My reasons were completely different. It was based on my respect for Colin Powell and what he represented and the things that he brought to the table and that he presented to the UN. He had always been a credible individual to me, and that's what I based my opinions on. And again, unlike some, because I was never a Bush fan, it wasn't based on the war on terrorism, because to me they were two completely disconnected situations. And it was basically weapons of mass destruction, because that's what they presented to the American people. I'm one of those who would like to believe, you know, that my government is honest and they were telling the American people the truth, but I've since discovered that that was not the case.
Well,
I no longer support the war.
Colin Powell had a lot of credibility. Whether you were a Democrat or Republican, whether you were on the right or the left, most people really respected him, thought he was a good guy, and he basically got hung out to dry. He got hung out to dry with that aluminum tube speech in front of the UN, which turned out to be false. The mobile weapons, the mobile chemical labs, which turned out to be mobile facilities to pump up aerial balloons. Yeah, he really got taken to the cleaners on this, and I think it's one of the reasons why he left the Bush administration. He shows up every once in a while on talk shows, but for the most part, he maintains a pretty low profile. And a lot of people say that because this administration hung him out to dry with that information, that it's kind of compromised his credibility.
Well, it has. I still have some respect for him. And I realized that he was pretty much taken to the cleaners on that situation because he believed the administration, and they fed him a pack of lies. And that's unfortunate because I thought he was an individual who had some a future on the national scene and a man who would do right for the country.
Well, a lot of people at one time talked about him running for president.
And then I thought that he would have been an ideal candidate.
But he ruled that out, and his wife, from what I read, insisted that he not do it.
Right, and that was probably those family considerations for that, which is unfortunate because we need good, solid people in our country's leadership. And right now there is a lack, at certainly the people who are running it right now from the executive branch, they have no moral authority, and I am a Christian. I'm not a part of the Christian right. I am a progressive Democrat, and I believe in doing what is right, but what I see coming across the country is not the type of Christianity that I believe in, because you do not, on the one hand, say, well, we're against abortion, but you have all these poor people that you are continually cutting programs for if you want these people to be born, but you're not going to take care of them. To me, that is completely reprehensible.
Yeah, there's a whole article, there's a whole magazine. There's a magazine called Mother Jones that this month is devoted all to an examination of the Christian right. You ought to read it. Bob, thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
You're welcome.
All right. Yeah, I can understand how a lot of mainstream Christians are upset. That's another thing I'm obsessed with, is the Christian right. Tom in Lakewood. Tom, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello, Jay. How you doing?
Hey, Tom. How are you?
All right. You know, that was a disgusting display on Friday, and that woman, Jean Schmidt, I don't know, her and Ken Melman ought to team up, I swear.
Melman was here over the weekend trying to get the Republicans here to reconcile their wounds over the whole referendum C&D business.
He was in Denver?
Yeah, he was in, I don't know where he was, but he was in Colorado, wherever they had that retreat.
We don't have enough pollution out here. We don't need him here.
Yeah, Melman is a real...
Oh, he's a slime bucket. And no, the biggest mistake she made, she not only embarrassed herself, but she embarrassed the whole party. You don't call a Marine a coward. You know, I have a very, very good friend of mine who's a Marine, and when I told him about this, and he's pretty much a conservative. I mean, he's just about unraveled. You don't call a decorated Marine a coward. That's exactly what she did.
Yeah, and she, you know, and the Democrats just went crazy, and they have a right to go crazy, and the DNC is circulating a petition to send Murtha, a letter of support, which I did, and I also sent Jean Schmidt a complaint letter about her activities.
Well, yeah,
all right, I got to run, Tom. I got to run, man. But I appreciate your input. Thanks a lot.
All right, have a good weekend.
All right, take care. He makes up a good point about Jean Schmidt, and if you didn't see the Jean Schmidt thing, probably one of the most disgusting moments in politics and in the House of Representatives. I don't know. If I were in that district in Ohio, and next week we're going to be doing the Jerry Springer show here, which originates out of Ohio, and he has a lot of listeners in Ohio, I'll ask him in Ohio what they think. All right, Speaker of the House Andrew Romanoff coming up next about the money in C. Here on AM 760 Boulders, Progressive Talk. Thanks for stringing along this morning.
760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
1718 for information on how you can join the world's strongest union, the Teamsters.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk and CBS News. Local, national, and news from around the world. AM 760. Now, CBS News. KKCN Thornton Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. A wounded giant tries to stop the bleeding by cutting back big time.
We estimate, in fact, that the reductions will now total 30,000 manufacturing jobs.
General Motors CEO Rick Wagoner a short time ago telling GM employees the company will close 9 North American plants and cut those 30,000 jobs, 5,000 more than previously announced. Wagner says GM hopes most of the job cuts will be through attrition, not layoffs. Automotive News editor Keith Crane says the company really had no choice.
General Motors has far too many plants and far too many people right now for the number of cars they're selling.
GM has lost about $4 billion so far this year. Another terrible tragedy of war. A child injured by American troops in a shooting near the U.S. base in Bakuba that killed another child and at least 2 adults. CBS News correspondent Kimberly Dozier in Baghdad.
Soldiers on patrol say they saw a car driving towards them moving erratically. They say they fired warning shots, but the vehicle didn't stop, so the gunner opened fire. Inside were several civilians, including children who had just returned from a funeral in Bakuba.
In Mosul, military officials have apparently found no evidence that al-Qaeda kingpin Abu Musab al-Zarqawi was among 8 enemy fighters killed in a weekend battle. President Bush is en route home from an Asian trip that wrapped up with a quick stop in Mongolia, the former communist country that became a democracy and has troops in Iraq.
In September, Mongolia sent its 5th rotation of forces to Iraq, and Mongolian soldiers are serving in that country with courage and great distinction.
One woman says she thought this has to be a joke. A young man pulling a rifle out from under his coat and opening fire in a busy Tacoma, Washington mall. It was no joke.
People were screaming, people were crying, they were just running, everybody was running for the door.
Officers came with shields and kind of surrounded us and helped us to get to an exit.
6 people were wounded and the gunman took 3 others hostage. Hours later, he gave up without a struggle. Renee Strickler says her children know the suspects.
I'm in shock right now.
Police say Dominic Maldonado has a history of trouble with the law. The threat of a major flu epidemic has been very good for one business. Live to CBS's Dan Revive.
Air filtering masks, the ones that cover your mouth with a rubber band over your head, are selling out all over the country. They cost about $1. 3M in Minnesota says factories have been running nonstop to make more masks. Kimberly Clark has doubled its output. A Houston company called Filterra says business has tripled. The first sales boost came from fear of breathing mold in areas flooded by Hurricane Katrina. Now there's fear of the bird flu virus if and when people get sick. Reporting live, Dan Revive, CBS News.
And just ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street, S&P futures are about a point higher. General Motors stock is up more than 6% in trading before the bell. This is CBS News.
Check this out.
What's this? It's Boniva. Boniva is the only once-monthly prescription treatment for postmenopausal osteoporosis, clinically proven to build and maintain bone density with just 1 tablet a month.
Once a month?
Oh, wow, that's great. I didn't know you could take just 1 tablet a month for anything.
With Boniva, you can.
You should not take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or cannot sit or stand for at least 60 minutes. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you experience difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. You do the right thing to treat your osteoporosis, including diet, exercise, and taking calcium and vitamin D. Ask your doctor today about once-monthly Boniva. See our ad in Cooking Light. Call 1-888-MY-BONIVA or visit Boniva.com. Once-monthly Boniva. There's only one.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Flores, hop on 225 now, lettered up from I-70. That's because of a 3-car crash off to the right shoulder near Mississippi. Then eastbound I-70 now running heavy, eastbound I-70 running heavy between Pecos and Brighton Boulevard. Southbound I-25, busy from 104th right into downtown, and we're bunching up through T-Rex. And around town, we're crowded now on Highway 93, the diagonal and Foothills Parkway, the Turnpike, a little sluggish eastbound from Federal over to Pecos. And looking at the forecast, it's going to be sunny today with highs near 60. It's 36 degrees now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Real-
remember this.
Acevedo giving to Brown. Brown pushes a man. Five. He's in. 62. That's the most points ever given up by the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
Friday, the Colorado Buffaloes take on the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
Portable navigation for any car.
Turn right on Main Street.
Garmin, the leader in navigation. Visit Garmin.com.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning. Battling impossible odds and tons of hate mail. I'm still alive and kicking. 7:06, 6 minutes after 7 a.m., 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Sunny today. High of around 61. Let's take a little break here from the Iraqi situation, which is dominating the news this morning. And I have those quotes from Congresswoman Jean Schmidt. This is something that came up Friday on Open Phones, and a lot of people were upset about this. And let's talk to Speaker of the House, Andrew Romanoff. Mr. Speaker, good morning, and welcome to AM 760.
Morning, Jay. Thanks a lot for having me.
All right. You know, yeah.
There's plan in our office, too. We spent a few days analyzing his proposal and trying to understand how it could possibly comply with the intentions the voters expressed when they passed Referendum C. And I think by a technical legal interpretation, it's doable, but it certainly doesn't seem to square with the spirit of the law.
I mean, a lot of people were calling, and I've gotten an email about this, too, who feel like, well, you know what, I voted for this, I voted for C, and we're getting ripped off.
Yeah, I want to offer some assurance here. The governor just gets the first crack. He submits a budget proposal. That's the way these things work. Then the Joint Budget Committee, the team of six legislators whose job it is to review his proposal and come up with a plan of their own, they spend the next few months doing just that. Those hearings begin today. So I don't want folks to think the governor's got the last word. We do. In fairness to the governor, I wanted to have a chance to understand his proposal by talking to him directly. He was out of the country when the budget proposal came out, so we haven't had a chance to do that yet.
Yeah, he's in Russia, I think, isn't he?
He's in Russia now. I think he was in South America when his budget proposal came out. The only catch is that, and this is a pretty complicated provision, the state's not allowed to keep more than 6% per year in the general fund. That's the cap on budget growth, the part of the budget that funds our schools and colleges and health care and prisons. That can't grow more than 6% per year. So anything that comes in above that cap by law has to go towards transportation and capital needs, meaning buildings. I don't think that provision was very well explained or understood when the debate on C&D was going on. That's why I think a good chunk of the governor's plan goes towards roads and bridges. Having said that, I will tell you that he puts more than is required into transportation. And I know that there are a lot of folks on our side of the aisle, and I think even on the other, who would like to make sure that schools and colleges and healthcare get their fair share, too.
I mean, wasn't roads and bridges, wasn't that what, and I voted for it, but it failed, wasn't that what D was all about?
That was most of Referendum D. You're right, would have gone to roads and bridges. Some would have gone to school buildings and campuses, and some would have gone to police and fire pension funds. Referendum C also referenced transportation and police and fire pension funds. In fact, if you read the ballot question, it said, can we use money that comes in over the next 5 years to fund four things: education, health care, strategic transportation projects, and police and fire pension funds. We put that language in there, Jay, because we wanted to accommodate the possibility of D's passage. But even though Referendum D failed, that language in C doesn't go away. And we're now required to put at least a little bit of money, not as much as the governor proposes, but a little bit into each of those four pots: education, health care, transportation, and police and fire pension funds. This is a really complicated situation, I think, complicated by the passage of C and the failure of D. And it took our team a few days following the election to figure this out. And it's going to take us a few weeks, I think, to figure out what to do with the governor's proposal.
7:10, 10 minutes after 7 here on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Speaker of the House, Andrew Romanoff, on the line. So there will be some money that will be put towards transportation,
yeah,
but not as much as the governor's asking.
That's my bet. I think if you look at these two proposals, and again, we want to do this in a way that's accountable and transparent and much more straightforward than I think the proposal the governor laid out. But it looks like, by law, at least the first $55 million in the first year, that's the money that would have gone to D, at least some of that money has to go towards transportation and also towards police and fire retirement funds, or we would literally be breaking the law. When you go to the voters and you put a question on the ballot that says, can we keep the money to put into these four areas, if you don't include at least a buck in each of those four areas, you're not complying with the law. You're not fulfilling the proposal that you put on the ballot. You know, I think this is tough to explain on the radio, and you've given me more time, actually, than anybody else. But I think another way to do this, to explain this proposal, would be, and what we intend to do, is to have a series of town meetings in different parts of the state laying this proposal out. We want folks to see, sort of Ross Perot style, where the money's going, and make sure voters have a chance to express their say so they can tell us if that's what they intended when they passed Referendum C. Accountability is our watchword for the next session.
There are a lot of people out there, though, who feel, I mean, they feel miffed by this whole thing.
Yeah.
And they're scared they're going to get ripped off. And then what they do is they turn around and they say well, see, I voted for this, and you can't trust the government, and look what happened to the money.
I'm keenly aware of that, because I got some of the same emails from folks who are concerned about the governor's plan. And, you know, I told folks pretty routinely on the campaign trail, and I intend to make good on this pledge, if we don't spend the money where we said we would, you should throw us out. I don't want I don't want that to happen. I want to make sure that we comply with the voters' wishes, and that is what you can count on this Democratic legislature to do.
Do you have enough votes to stop any of this stuff if it were to start to gain momentum?
Yes, we have a majority in both houses.
Right.
But the governor's also got the right to veto, or line item veto in Colorado's case, any part of the budget. And we don't probably have enough votes to override his veto. That takes two-thirds of the House and the Senate, and we're well short of that. It's a little early to start predicting that kind of warfare. But I will say this, Jay. If the governor asks us to choose between his priorities or the voters' intentions, we're going to stick with the voters. That's a pretty easy choice.
Right. Well, the reason I ask that is because at least we see this on the national scene all the time. And this is one of the chief complaints that people have about Democrats and the Democratic Party is you get defectors. I mean, do you think that would happen? Or do you think you would be able to hold all of the Democrats in line?
I'm confident that we'll be able to hold the Democrats. We didn't lose a single Democratic vote. There were no defectors when it came to the passage of C&D in the Capitol last spring. And I don't have any reason to believe that our team would wander off of the budget proposals. A lot of our folks, myself included, and you too, put our credibility on the line. I mean, we spent the last 6 months asking the voters to trust us, asking them to give us permission to invest their hard-earned dollars. And it seems to me we would not only lose sight of the law, but lose our own credibility if we did anything else.
All right, so we have it directly from the mouth of the Speaker of the House that it's not the money from C. While there will be some money, because it's required to go into roads, the basic money that we voted for is not going to get hijacked.
That's right. I appreciate you not calling me a horse, but yeah, that's coming out of my mouth.
I wouldn't do that. All right, now I got to ask you before we go here. We got 30 seconds left. My obligatory question, which I ask you every time we talk, and time's running out on this decision: are you going to run for governor?
Are you?
Well, no, I can't.
Oh, all right.
I don't think anybody would elect me anyway. Not with my hate mail, but seriously, are you thinking about running?
I've given that some serious thought, more serious, frankly, than I had in the weeks leading up to the election. Mostly because I've got a little more time on my hands now than I did then, and it's been very encouraging that the support of gotten unsolicited from different parts of the state have given me reason to make this a more serious decision.
We want you to run. At least I do.
That's two votes, me and you.
Well, that's also my family too. So you would get, that's Mary also. So you get three votes combined there.
It's a groundswell.
Yeah, you got it. All right. Thank you, Speaker of the House Andrew Romanoff. Really appreciate your time. You're always here when we need you. And thanks for explaining this thing.
Thank you, Jay. Appreciate
okay,
it.
Okay, you got it. All right, there you heard it from Speaker of the House Andrew Romanoff. We can relax in that the money's not going to get hijacked. But you know what brings up an interesting question? which is not on the subject of Iraq, which is all over the news this morning, as I've said since 6 o'clock, and I've got those Gene Schmidt comments. I'll read them to you if you didn't hear them. But it brings up the question, if it were a primary, and if it were between Andrew Romanoff and Bill Ritter, who would you vote for? Now, I got to say, I think Bill Ritter's a nice guy. At least, you know, at least what I know of him. And I've met him once and had him on the radio here. But my vote would go for Andrew Romanoff. I think he would make a great candidate, and I think he'd make a great governor. Because I think he's a conscientious, open, and honest guy. But I'm asking you, since the majority of the people who listen to this radio station consider themselves to be progressives, consider themselves to be liberals, consider themselves to be Democrats, 303-713-7600, who would you vote for in a primary, Andrew Romanoff or Bill Ritter? 303-713-7600 will take your calls coming up on this and your votes, and I'm keeping track. And maybe we should just take the results written on the back of some old wire copy here and mail it to Andrew Romanoff, depending on what the outcome is. All right, who are you going to vote for? 303-713-7600. Make that 7:16, 16 minutes after 7 at AM 7.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Harley Davidson is your touring bike headquarters. Right now, purchase any 2006 Electric Glide Classic and receive a $500 gift card toward the purchase of any genuine Harley Davidson installed parts and accessories. Plus, you'll get a 20% discount on all parts, accessories, and motor clothes for 90 days after your purchase. The best in price and service only from Denver's premier Harley Davidson dealer. Freedom Harley Davidson at 8020 West Colfax, just west of Wadsworth. Stop dreaming and start enjoying the ride. More info and offer restrictions at freedomhd.com.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away.
Yeah, it's called the Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare, but you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-514-4750. Again, that's 1-800-514-4750. 1-800-514-4750.
This is a special public announcement for anyone that's upside down in a lease or purchase of a 2004 or newer car, truck, or SUV. If you're unable to get the price you need or simply no buyers, you don't have to lose thousands or roll it over into a new note. Give AutoManagement.com a call at 303-756-6800. They can get you out. The company is AutoManagement.com. They've provided a payment guarantee service in Denver for 18 years. Please check them out at AutoManagement.com. Call for an appointment today. 303-756-6800. You won't have to take the hit if the market has fallen for your vehicle. They have the solutions, and at no cost to you if you mention you heard this ad on the radio, a $250 value. Now, isn't that a special deal? AutoManagement.com will get you out. Protect your credit and lose the stress. Call 303-756-6800 and tell them about your vehicle. Start saving your assets today. AutoManagement online at AutoManagement.com or call 303-756-6800.
Are you worried about your cholesterol or blood pressure? What about your joints? With all the news lately, what should you do? Well, have you considered omega-3 fish oil? Millions already have because it's safe, natural, and it really works. Fish oil is proven to support healthy triglycerides and blood pressure. And now new research reveals powerful benefits for joints, wrinkled skin, even focus and concentration. If this sounds like you, we can help. We want to rush you a free bottle of Purity's Advanced Omega-3. Simply call 1-800-622-3114 and ask for your free bottle. We know that once you experience our omega-3, you'll become a loyal fish oil customer. With 3 times the power of ordinary fish oil capsules, our omega-3 delivers better and faster results. It's doctor-recommended, purified, and mercury-free. So what are you waiting for? Call 1-800-622-3114 for your free bottle and experience the miracle of fish oil. That's 1-800-622-3114.
There's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:20, 20 minutes after 7. Sunny and a high of around 61. Short week this week. We'll be off for Thanksgiving. And as I mentioned repeatedly, I'm cooking Thanksgiving at our house due to Mary's broken wrist and fractured arm. And that's going to be a scary proposition, I'll tell you right now. You talk about weapons of mass destruction, man. You don't know what it's like when I get near the stove. All right, we're talking. We just had Speaker of the House Andrew Romanoff on. And I asked him if he's going to run for governor. So he says, are you? Talk show host, man, make lousy politicians. But what about Romanoff against Ritter? Because I've gotten a lot of email from people who have said that they're uncomfortable with Bill Ritter. And then I've gotten some that say that they're thrilled with him. But if we were going to have a Democratic primary right now, who would it be, Romanoff or Ritter? 303-713-7600. Let's go to Don in Highlands Ranch. Don, good morning.
Hey, Jay, how's it going today?
Don, how are you this morning?
Hey, it's great, buddy. Nice day out here. Hey, I've met Andrew Romanoff at one of the Be the Change deals. Very impressive young man. And when you hear him on the radio and you talk to him in person, you realize how, you know, what a quality guy he is. And I think he'd make a great governor. And I think our job as progressives or Democrats or whatever is to put the best candidate up there. And I think he's a better candidate than Bill Ritter. He's more electable. And that's the bottom line.
All right, so I put that down as a vote for Andrew Romanoff. See, I think he is, too. Now, and I don't want to open this up again, but I'm just going to mention it because we've talked about it ad nauseum here. But one of the things that people say is that even with Republicans, and particularly Republican women, that the majority of them favor a woman's choice, whereas Bill Ritter says that he's pro-life. That makes a lot, and that may make him unelectable.
Well, Jay, I didn't mean to interrupt you here, but you had Bill Ritter on about a week ago.
Right.
And he made his stance very clear about where he stands on abortion. I think he's kind of like Clinton. You want to make it accessible, rare, and, you know, safe. And I think that's the way, if you hold a lot of progressives, and I count myself as one of them, I agree with that stance, okay? I don't think, you know, abortion should be widespread. I think it should be used in very rare cases, but I still think a woman should have control over her own body. I think that's where Bill Ritter stands. I don't have anything against his stance on abortion. Now, that's easy for me to say because I'm a man.
Right.
You know.
I'm just talking about possible voters, and I can't remember who told me this, but somebody told me that somewhere in the neighborhood of 60 or 65% of polled Republican women favor a woman's right to choose in this state. Also, you know, you can bring up the fact that Andrew Romanoff has got experience in, more experience in the legislature and state politics, and Bill Ritter basically has been the Denver DA.
Yeah, that's where I see the big difference right there in that where you line that out. His experience with the legislature and dealing with the other side of the aisle is what I think is going to put him over the top. He runs.
Well, we got to hope that he does. Thanks, Don.
Okay, take care.
Appreciate it. One line open at 303-713-7600. All right, who's it going to be, Romanoff or Ritter? Let's go to Juan in Denver. Juan, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Jay, good morning. I definitely support Mr. Romanoff. I think he would be a phenomenal governor. And it has nothing to do with Bill Ritter's stance on abortion because I just, like the Highlands Ranch caller, I agree. I support a woman's right to choose, but I'm not exactly a fan or a major supporter of abortion as a general course of conducting your personal affairs when it comes to unwanted children.
All right, so, but your choice would be Romanoff. Why?
Absolutely. Well, I think he's a phenomenal candidate because I think he's straightforward, and Don and Hans Wrench said, I mean, he has the legislative experience. He knows how to deal with both sides of the aisle. He knows how the game is played. Bill Ritter is a lawman. I mean, he knows the law, but sometimes the law is, I don't know, I just don't think that he can truly effectively run the governor just being a lawman.
All right, no experience in depth is what you're saying. You know, and that's an interesting question. I should have asked him that when he was on here. Well, what about the criticism that you have no you have no experience in statewide politics? And I didn't bother to ask him that, which was my screw up. But I should have. Because this is a very good point where Andrew Romanoff, of course, works with it every single day and is one of the sharpest, one of the brightest guys I've ever met.
Exactly, and we need people that know how to play the game because it's not exactly a very pretty game. I mean, there's a lot of, you know, slight backstabbing that goes on every single day and, you know, wheeling and dealing, and you have to be able to roll with the punches and, you know, take your black eyes and give black eyes when you can.
All right, Juan, good points, man. Thanks for the call.
Thanks, Jay.
Appreciate it. A couple of lines open now, 303-713-7600. Do you go for Andrew Romanoff or do you go for Bill Ritter? And then, you know what, who do you think will get the Republican nomination? Will it be Beaupré or will it be Holtzman? Now, I could be totally wrong about this, but my gut says that Beaupré is going to get it. And what about Beaupré versus Ritter, or what about Beaupré versus Romanoff? And Mark Holtzman, who's the other Republican candidate, has accused Beaupré of sitting on the sidelines while the whole C&D battle went on. Leslie, DIA. Leslie, good morning. You're on AM 760.
Hi, Jay. I've never talked on this radio station before, so I'm really nervous.
Oh, don't be nervous. You're doing
great. Okay, well, I just wanted to say that I would definitely vote for Andrew Romanoff because he's really approachable. When I was helping out to get C&D passed, I sent him an email, and I was going to send a letter to the newspaper in support of it, but I was a little nervous about my facts, and I wanted it to be correct. So he went through my letter and edited it and emailed me back and forth on it. And I've never had any politician do that, have that personal attention. And I think in a society that we don't trust our government, we're really having trust issues. I think someone like Andrew Romanoff, who we can really trust and believe in and is approachable, would be a very welcome relief for our state. So I would vote for Andrew Romanoff.
Well, maybe what we need to do is start a draft Andrew Romanoff campaign.
Ooh, I would help with that. So
get him in the race.
Right.
Because
so
you know
thanks
he's
for all you do, Jay.
Well, thanks. I appreciate it, Leslie. Thank you so much. Have a good
day.
Because he said he was thinking about it, but he hadn't committed. And of course, his answer: well, are you running? I'm not running for anything except maybe out of town. But should we start a draft Romanoff movement? What about that idea? There's got to be somebody out there who could put a website up. Because I'm very, you know, I can't do that. I mean, I can answer email, but that's about it. Let's go to Paul in Denver. Paul, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, Paul.
Hey, you know, it's just Beaupré. It's not Beaupré.
Oh, is it Beaupré?
Yeah, it sounds like you say Beaupré, or and it's Chipotle.
Well, you know, I sometimes screw those things up.
I know. I'm just kidding with you. From everything I've heard, I'd vote for Romanoff. I honestly don't know much about either one of them, but from what I'm hearing, it sounds like off the man. But the reason I called is that I just had to say, I tell you, I'm so happy with those Democrats about what they did over the weekend on Friday. I got to see all that. That was just great. And I hope people take up the cause for Murtha's the way he wants to get out of Iraq.
Well, I have Schmidt's comments. I'll read them when I get a chance to do it. For those people who didn't see the display that she made, and I agree with you, and I hope the Democrats will hold solid and stick to this Murtha plan because it's a good one. Thanks, Paul. Appreciate it.
All right, Jay. Have a good Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you too. All right, a couple of lines open at 303-713-7600. Let's go to Ron in Castle Rock. Ron, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hey.
Hey, a couple things. One, Romanoff, I've met the man a couple times, and I really say this with all my conviction. He's the brightest young spark I have ever seen in the Democratic Party in my 59 years on this earth. He is one sharp guy. Plus, he has the ability to reach across the aisle. And I would not only vote for him, I will give money and I will campaign for him. That's how strong I feel about him. And on the Republican side, I think Holtzman cooked his goose on C&D, and I think it'll be Beaupré. But I'll tell you what, Romanoff will really, if he comes forth and especially with the help of John Hickenlooper through the Denver area, I think he's got a great shot.
All right, let me ask you. Beaupre against Romanoff. Who wins?
I think Romanoff will win. I really do. I think Beaupre will get the old guard, but the young progressive voters, I mean Romanoff's 39 years old, and he's so bright. But let me tell you, that guy has grit. Don't let that baby face fool you. He's a very gritty guy.
Yeah, I would give money to his campaign too. Well, what about Ritter versus Beaupre?
You know, I don't really know the Ritter. I don't really know the man. I listened to him. Seems like a decent man, but I really think this pro-life thing, I think it's going to get in the way for him. And I don't know. That's just how I feel. I mean, if it's between the two, it's a no-brainer for Romanoff. And I thought what he said this morning, I think he's right, ready to go. I think it's going to happen. He wouldn't be saying that if he didn't say he had your vote in his. So I think he's going to throw it in very soon.
All right, pal. Appreciate the call. Have a good day.
Thanks, pal. Bye.
All right. A couple of lines open now, 303-713-7600. Romanoff versus Ritter. Who would you vote for? We don't even have one vote for Ritter. Is there nobody out there who would support Bill Ritter? But I think we should start a draft Romanoff campaign is what I think. 731, 29 minutes away from 8 o'clock on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk. Let's get some progressive traffic now with Bailey.
Well, this morning, if you're coming in from Lakewood, eastbound 6th Avenue, now slows from Sheridan, have a crash on the ramp to northbound I-25, adding to those backups. And in Aurora, southbound 225, jam solid from I-70. That one's because of a three-car crash off to the right shoulder at Mississippi. Once you get by that, stay slow into the tech center. Southbound I-25, running heavy from 104th into downtown and through T-Rex and off the highways. Have a rollover working at Spear and Downey. You'll want to avoid that area if you can, because we're seeing some pretty major delays. Now around town, Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93, all seeing the usual slow spots, and the Turnpike, a little sluggish eastbound from Federal over to Pecos. Under the forecast, sunny today with highs near 60. We're at 37 degrees now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Out with us this morning. Hey, if you've been thinking about cruising Alaska's pristine Inside Passage, all right, here's the best deal going. YMT Vacations has put aside a special set of cabins August the 18th, 2006, for you and I and Mary on the U.S. Holland America's five-star luxury liner, the MS Zuiderdam. For only $20.49 plus tax, we fly to Seattle, then see Vancouver and the historic gas town before boarding the MS Zuiderdam. We'll cruise Alaska's pristine passage for 7 days, stopping at Juneau, Ketchikan, Skagway, and taking in Glacier Bay. And after our cruise, we'll motor coach through the Great Northwest, sample wine country in British Columbia, see Lake Coeur d'Alene, the Grand Coulee Dam, the Grand Tetons, plus Yellowstone's Old Faithful. 1-800-888-8204. You got to get moving on this if you want to go. 1-800-888-8204, and it includes air, hotels, cruise, onboard meals, and a whole lot more. That's 1-800-888-8204, 14 days next August, to the Great Northwest in Alaska with me and the...
Need internet? May I help you?
Comcast. Thank you for upgrading your speed to 6 megs.
Oh, well, you're welcome.
No, I mean, really. Thank you. Hey, you already blew DSL away, but making Comcast 7.5 times faster, then including video mail and photo show and McAfee security free with my service? Whoa.
Well, we're glad you like it.
Yeah, I'd like to give you a big hug.
Oh, that's not necessary.
Not necessary.
No.
6 megs of speed, great features, the most trusted name in online security. That deserves something. A present. How about my cat?
Thanks, I'll pass.
I know. Some of my pizza. It's still sort of warm. I'll bring her right over.
Great. Ask for Georgina. Georgina.
Call now and get Comcast high-speed internet free for the first month. Call 1-800-COMCAST today.
Promotion rates and availability vary for non-Comcast cable customers. After promotion, regular monthly service and equipment charges apply. Call for pricing, service, and restriction details. Actual speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Speed comparison based on Comcast standard maximum download speed of 6.0 Mbps versus the standard DSL package's maximum download speed of 1.5 Mbps.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Thinking about what to serve at your business lunch or holiday affair? You can put out a tray of cold cuts and cube cheese and no one will think any less of you.
Or you can have your guests ask where all the delicious food came from. Invite Tin Star to your next party and add some sizzle, smoke, and salsa. Choose homemade chips, roasted salsa, grilled vegetable quesadilla, or a gourmet soft taco platter. Find out more about the Tin Star party platters and box lunches at tinstar.us or click on the banner in the player now. Tin Star. Sizzle, smoke, salsa.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage. Just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly a 500,000 others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-900-5541. 1-800-900-5541. That's 1-800-900-5541.
Are you worried about your cholesterol or blood pressure? What about your joints? With all the news lately, what should you do? Well, have you considered omega-3 fish oil? Millions already have because it's safe, natural, and it really works. Fish oil is proven to support healthy triglycerides and blood pressure. And now new research reveals powerful benefits for joints, wrinkled skin, even focus and concentration. If this sounds like you, we can help. We want to rush you a free bottle of Purity's Advanced Omega-3. Simply call 1-800-622-3114 and ask for your free bottle. We know that once you experience our omega-3, you'll become a loyal fish oil customer. With 3 times the power of ordinary fish oil capsules, our omega-3 delivers better and faster results. It's doctor-recommended, purified, and mercury-free. So what are you waiting for? Call 1-800-622-3114 for your free bottle and experience the miracle of fish oil. That's 1-800-622-3114.
Oh, I got to clear my throat. Hang on. Okay, now I feel better. D.A. And who do you think would have the best chance of winning in a gubernatorial race against whoever the Republican turns out to be? Beaupre or Holtzman? So far, nobody has voted for Ritter, which leads me to believe we should start a draft Andrew Romanoff website and get people to sign up for urge Andrew Romanoff to run. All right, let's go to Dan in Denver. Dan, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing great. I am going to vote for Ritter.
Okay.
And I think that what a lot of Democrats in this state do is we always look at, well, we generally will elect in a primary the most liberal candidate. And I like Andrew Romanoff. He is a great, great person. But I'm looking down the road, and I have to say, what is going to help the Democrats win the state? And I believe that Ritter has got a greater electability against Beaupre, who I'm sure will secure the Republican nomination. And I think that's what it comes down to, Jay. I mean, you got to look at what is the Democrats' best chance of winning. And that is not a dig at all on Romanoff.
Yeah, but I just feel like, and I really do feel this way, that Romanoff, that Andrew Romanoff, is so smart, and he's such a mechanic, that I just think if you put him up against Bill Ritter, and I think Bill Ritter's a nice guy,
but
I just think Romanoff, you know, has a much better grasp of state politics and would be able to really, really take it to whoever the Republican nominee is.
Well, see, now, and that's where I disagree. I think that if you put Romanoff against Ritter in a Democratic primary, I think you're probably right. I think Romanoff would edge Ritter, and I think that that would be the defeat for the Democrats. I think that Ritter, who polling has already shown, stacks up extraordinarily well against Beaupre. And a lot of people, a lot of your callers are making this pro-life issue, and I ask you to consider, Ritter is much more progressive on women's rights than Beaupre or Holtzman would be. So are we cutting off our nose to spite our
Well, I don't think a lot of people have brought... Wait a minute. Let me disagree with you on this. I don't think a lot of people have brought that up. I brought it up because somebody told me, and I can't remember who, okay, somebody told me that there is polling out there that shows that a pro-life candidate can't win statewide election. I don't know if that's true or not, because even 61% of the Republican women favor Roe versus Wade. I agree with you. I mean, what we're talking about here is not a pro-life stance or a woman's right to choose stance. What we're talking about is who we think can best run the state.
Well, that might be, but let's be pragmatic about this. I mean, if you're saying that this is a pro-life state, then I'd say, well, Owens, I don't think, has a very strong pro-choice agenda. I certainly don't think Bush was. But statewide, those people have routinely been elected. So I think that that's sort of a hollow argument to say that.
Well, I'm not making it as the single argument. As I just said before, take that out of the picture. Okay, let's leave that out of the picture. And who can demonstrate more competence in running the state? I think Andrew Romanoff can.
And again, are we being idealistic? Are we thinking about who can win?
I think I'm being practical. I think those of us who want Andrew Romanoff to run, I think that we're being practical. Andrew Romanoff's got a lot of charisma. He's a smart guy. He's well spoken. He's very hard to beat in a debate. And I just think that if all the Democrats lined up behind him, I just think he would be very, very hard to beat.
Okay, and you know, while I respectfully disagree with you on that, and as much as I do like Andrew Romanoff, and I've known him for many, many years, I think he is exceptionally bright, and I agree with your prior caller that he is probably one of the smartest guys you're going to meet in state politics, especially at his age. But again, I don't think that he has got statewide electability at this point in time, and while he could very well win the Democratic nomination, I do not doubt that for a second. The question is, can he win the general? And I don't think that he can. And I think that that's where the Democrats have got to say, what do we want to do? Do we want to be idealistic again at this point in time, or do we want to elect the guy who's going to win this election? And I think Ritter, who is a very, very sharp man, who has he's not just a prosecutor. I mean, he's been involved in politics for quite some time in his capacity as a DA. And if you want to talk about debating, I mean, the guy has been a trial attorney for 20 years. He is sharp as a tack.
All right, let me throw this out at you, though.
All right.
Who do you think statewide's better known, Bill Ritter or Andrew Romanoff?
I think, I think it's probably Romanoff might be better.
Of course he's better known. Ritter is known as the Denver DA. Hold on a minute.
All right.
Who do you think, if you're living in Pueblo, for instance, who do you think they know better, Bill Ritter or Andrew Romanoff?
Are you talking about Dems or Republicans?
I'm talking about everybody. I'm not talking about any party.
I think that some people would probably know Romanoff a little bit better, but that doesn't mean that he's going to be elected by a general constituency.
Yeah, but if you're not well known, then you got to start with a deficit right off the bat.
Well, you know, right now Ritter is starting to build a significant war chest, and if we're going to get into a fight here in a Democratic primary, and all of his cash is blown, and both of their cash is blown in a primary, then how does that give him the ability to have exposure when it counts in the general? And I think that that's where the Democrats are making the mistake. And I'm not a rah-rah guy here for Ritter. I mean, I've known him for years, and I think he is a very, very bright individual as well. But what I'm trying to say is, let's be realistic here. And who can really win the statewide? And are we going to be, again, flooding ourselves up in order to bring out the biggest ideologue? Well, I don't like the word ideologue, but to bring out, I think, the more liberal of the candidates, who I think is going to get crushed in the general, and we cannot afford to get crushed in the general, because then it's over.
I don't think liberal or conservative has anything to do with it, and I guess you and I would just have to, disagree. But I put you down as a vote for Ritter, man, and you make some good arguments. I just don't happen to buy into a lot of them, but I appreciate it, and hope you'll call me again.
All right, fair enough.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right, let's go to, where are we here? Chris in Boulder. Chris, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. I say Andrew Romanoff. I've met him a few times, and what I really like about him is when you talk to him, he looks you in the eye, and he listens. And I think he's got a better grasp of state politics. I mean, look at what we did last election. We took the state house back after, what, 40 years?
Yeah.
And I think he's the man. He listens. He's got his finger on the pulse of this state. I mean, he worked well for C&D, got great ideas. And as a woman, I'll tell you, I'm pretty taken aback by Bill Ritter, which is pro-life stance. And you talk
but to give him credit, he does say that he would follow the letter of the law.
Well, that's true. But, you know, if you can change the law, which way would he change it? And I just think it's the way a person believes a woman's right to privacy, a basic right. It's a woman's personal and private right to make that decision. And for a man to think, well, maybe in special circumstances a woman should have that right, I don't go with that. And that doesn't mean that I'm pro-abortion. No woman wants to go and have an abortion. This isn't a fun thing to do. But I just, my heart is with Andrew Romanoff. If he's listening, you know, I will work. I will go door to door. I will work on his campaign. I will give him all of my spare time. I will give him a few bucks that I have, you know, to spare. But I would vote for him hands down. And I think that he could shut pro-pray down. I really believe that.
All right. Thank you, Chris. Appreciate a great call.
Bye-bye.
All right, now the guy who wanted to vote for John, I think it was his name, or Dan, who wanted to vote for Ritter. I mean, he made some good arguments. 303-713-7600, who's it going to be, Ritter or Romanoff? And boy, if Andrew Romanoff's listening, you know, Mr. Speaker, we're going to call you back and get a comment on this. I mean, you're leading overwhelmingly in this, and a lot of people feel fired up about you, that's for sure. And I think somebody who can put up a website ought to start a draft Andrew Romanoff campaign. It is 7:45, 50 minutes in front of 8 o'clock here on AM 760 Boulder's
5-liter spirit in the entire store is on sale for up to 30% off. This is an Applejack Cellar Master sale you won't want to miss. Now this is a holiday.
Continuing our coverage of our nation and the progress of President George W. Bush.
The war arrived on our shores on September the 11th, 2001.
September the 11th, 2001.
September the 11th, I made a commitment to the American people.
September the 11th, 2001.
Myself, when we went to buy a car from Rockies. Now, 6 years ago, 7 years ago now, Rockies came on with me as a sponsor at another radio station. And I figured, well, I better go out there and I better see what what I'm getting into here, because I had no idea. And I didn't want to get on the air and talk about some place that I wouldn't go myself or about people that I didn't know anything about. So I ended up going out there, and then I went out there again. And what ended up happening is Mary and I bought two cars from Rockies. And we had a great experience, because the people at Rockies want to please you and they're passionate. And now they become some of my oldest friends along the Front Range, and I really love them, all of them out there. And I want you to find out how great they are. They have the largest selection of clean, late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. They just have the best people working out there who are knowledgeable, and they're passionate about the job they do, and they want you to get the right car. Marv Al Shear, Colby, Darla, Fred, all those people who work out there, Jay Ali, I mean, they all try very, very hard. And every car is equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care, 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. Check out Rockies. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. And you can check them out on the internet at RockiesAutos.com and check the inventory for yourself and pre-qualify for a car loan if there's something out there that you see that fits your fancy. Rockies Autos, check them out at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the border.
Harley Davidson is your touring bike headquarters. Right now, purchase any 2006 Electra Glide Classic and receive a $500 gift card toward the purchase of any genuine Harley Davidson installed parts and accessories. Plus, you'll get a 20% discount on all parts, accessories, and motor clothes for 90 days after your purchase. The best in price and service only from Denver's premier Harley Davidson dealer. Freedom Harley Davidson at 8020 West Colfax, just west of Wadsworth. Stop dreaming and start enjoying the ride. More info and offer restrictions at freedomh-d.com.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8255.
303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away.
Yeah, it's called the Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare, but you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-514-4750. Again, that's 1-800-514-4750. 1-800-514-4750.
Thinking of replacing your windows? Then call American Exteriors at 303-7-WINDOW to replace your old drafty windows with beautiful new American Exteriors replacement windows. And for a limited time, American Exteriors is offering a free triple pane window upgrade with your order. That's right, American Exteriors is offering triple pane windows at a double pane price. This is an unprecedented offer, and with energy costs going nowhere but up, you have to take advantage of this incredible deal. Save money on your energy bills, beautify your home, and for a limited time, get upgraded to triple pane windows free. American Exteriors has been manufacturing and installing quality replacement windows and siding on homes just like yours for more than 25 years, and they're committed to your total satisfaction. So call 303-7-WINDOW now to set up a friendly in-home consultation, and for a limited time, get upgraded to triple pane windows absolutely free. So remember,
the only number you need to know is 303-7-WINDOW.
Not valid with other offers. Restrictions apply.
This is a special public announcement for anyone that's upside down in a lease or purchase of a 2004 or newer car, truck, or SUV. If you're unable to get the price you need or simply no buyers, you don't have to lose thousands or roll it over into a new note. Give AutoManagement.com a call at 303-756-6800. They can get you out. The company is AutoManagement.com. They've provided a payment guarantee service in Denver for 18 years. Please check them out at AutoManagement.com. Call for an appointment today. 303-756-6800. You won't have to take the hit if the market has fallen for your vehicle. They have the solutions, and at no cost to you if you mention you heard this ad on the radio. A $250 value. Now isn't that a special deal? AutoManagement.com will get you out. Protect your credit and lose the stress. Call 303-756-6800 and tell them about your vehicle. Start saving your assets today. AutoManagement online at AutoManagement.com or call 303-756-6800.
To speak to someone at the store nearest you, call 1-800-776-SUIT.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning. 7:52. 8 minutes away from, no, that's, yeah, that's right, 8 minutes away from 8 o'clock. I got all kinds of stuff going on in here, I'm telling you. I got to start taking this stuff for depression. I think it's called Lamictal. But, you know, you can't trust me in pronunciations. You obviously realize that. And it's causing some kind of weird feeling, some kind of buzzing in my head. I can't really describe what this is about. If any of you ever had it, like similar to having like high blood pressure or something. And I got to go to my doctor who prescribes those kind of meds. I don't want to call my regular doctor because she's going to think I'm a hypochondriac. Because I'm in there every couple of weeks with something, and I'm not. All right, Romanoff versus Ritter. Who would you vote for? 303-713-7600. If we held the Democratic primary right now, let's go to Joe in Denver. Joe, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Jay.
Hi, Joe.
Hi. You know, I'd have to go with Romanoff, and I think this goes back. I talked to you about 2 weeks ago when you talked about Ritter before, if we could support somebody that's pro-life, and my comment was, I don't think there's room in the Democratic Party for somebody that has that stand. And by listening to most of your callers, you know, I think it sounds good that we, most Democrats agree with that issue. I mean, I think we shouldn't be afraid to stand up and say, yes, this is a litmus test. I mean, I think as a Democrat, this last week has been really, encouraging, even at the national level with these, with a lot of Democrats coming out and calling for that immediate pullout out of Iraq. I mean, I think we need to start standing up for our principles. I know the guy said he didn't like the word ideologue, but you know what's wrong with that phrase? I think we need to stand up and let's bring this party back to the left where it belongs.
Well, a couple of things to consider. Number one, most of the Democrats are calling for a phased withdrawal, not an immediate. And then the MRTHA plan calls for that. It's four stage. And then the other thing is you do have noted Democrats inside the party who are, quote unquote, pro-life. And probably one of the best examples is Casey in Pennsylvania, who and the election hasn't even started. And he's running Bob Casey Jr. is running 16 points ahead of Rick Santorum, and Santorum is one of the most reactionary, knuckle-dragging right-wingers out there.
Yeah, well, and again, I am hoping that he is doing like a lot of Democrats, admittedly, is what we do in the Republicans kind of do it too, is they position themselves in the middle for the general election to try to get, you know, the middle of the road people, the religious people, stuff like that, to get them. And then once we're in office, we're able to come back to the left where we belong. I know there's that faith. There are some that are calling for immediate withdrawal, and I'm one of the people that supports that. I'm, you know, the anti-Kurd person that talked to you before.
Right.
We need to, it's not our problem. Let them deal with it. Because if we say that, well, we're concerned, well, that says, well, then, you know, by us saying we care, that justifies us keeping troops there. And while we kind of care, it's not our problem. Let somebody else deal with it. We need to get out.
All right, I'm going to talk about Ritter. All right, but I'm going to talk about this in the next half hour. But let's get back to Romanoff and to Ritter. And let me ask you this:
There's no room for Ritter in this party.
All right, but you know something? All right, we'll take this discussion to 8:30. Okay, look, let's slug this out, you and me. If I got enough time, if not, I'll hold you over. What we're really talking about here, when somebody runs for governor, we're talking about people. We're talking about a person who addresses issues that people are really concerned about. And those issues are things like jobs, schools, transportation, high cost of energy and other things. And very few people, I think, in a general election for a statewide office like the governor, are really going to get into this whole question. I mean, I'm the one who introduced this whole question of pro-life versus choice, and I don't see that. If there was a primary tomorrow or a statewide election, I don't see that as being a deal-breaker for either of these two candidates. I think there are going to be people out there that are going to ask these questions. What do you intend to do about the school system in this state? What do you intend to do about affordable housing in this state? What do you have a tendency to do? What do you want to do about attracting more jobs? And what's the right way to get more good-paying jobs into the state of Colorado and being in an environment where the economy lifts all boats?
See, I think they're going to ask those questions. I think you're correct. I think in the end, we're going to look at, well, let's look at your callers this morning. What's the one thing that almost all of them have been talking about? It is Ritter's pro-life stand and how they can't support that. And like the lady that called earlier, you know, he may have that stand, and as you said, you know, he'll respect the letter of the law until he can change the law. But we cannot allow that to even have a chance of happening. And when it comes to the jobs and schools, I think anybody that's going to be progressive is going to have very much the same stand, very much the same position, in that, you know, we need to increase the taxes on the rich. We need to increase school funding and make these schools a more level playing field across the state. We need to make these employers somehow, you know, even small businesses, they need to provide medical insurance for their employees.
Yeah, help the church. You know what?
Help the insurance. And,
you've also got to...
And when they say, you know, well, we're a small business, and they make these excuses, too bad. If you can't supply it, then you shouldn't be in business.
Well, you know, we got another thing, too, which I don't have time to, we don't have time to get into, but I should have introduced it in the beginning, and that is also immigration. And the reason people are calling up, though, with this pro-life choice thing is because I introduced it, and probably what I should have done was I should have just kept my mouth shut, and I should have just let the callers bring it up, but I'm the one who brought it up, so you got to stick it on me. Basically, not on them. But I appreciate the call.
I
got to go. I got to go, man. And I appreciate your stance. We just don't agree. Even though I'm for Andrew Romanoff. All right, we're going to continue this conversation until 8:30. So I got one line open at 303-713-7600. Who would you vote for, Romanoff or Ritter? And Andrew Romanoff is leading overwhelmingly. And we've only got a couple of people who have wanted to go for Ritter. So it's your choice. And we'll continue here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Be thinking about who you want to vote for.
Ed Schultz, Randy Rose, The Majority Report, and Mike Malloy, your progressive station. KKCN Thornton Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapenny.
The decisions we're announcing today were very difficult to reach because of their impact.
General Motors CEO Rick Wagoner delivering the bad news to GM employees just 90 minutes ago. After losing $4 billion so far this year, GM will try to stop the bleeding by doing away with 30,000 jobs, 5,000 more than previously announced, and closing 9 North American plants and 3 service and parts facilities. One plant is in Doraville, Georgia, where Ray Jenkins is the mayor.
It hit us kind of hard, but I guess you could say that we're partially prepared for it. And we're going to move forward no matter what they do.
Automotive News editor Keith Crane says GM's problem was simple. It was making more cars than it could sell, and it's not the only car company in that boat.
Ford Motor Company is in the midst of about to announce exactly the same thing.
In addition to the assembly plant in Doraville, Georgia, GM expects to close factories in Oklahoma City, Pittsburgh, and Portland, Oregon, as well as plants in Lansing and Flint, Michigan, Spring Hill, Tennessee, Ontario, Canada. In Iran, grief after a terrible mistake of war. Sergeant Scott Graham says American troops opened fire on a civilian vehicle by mistake, killing at least one child and 2 adults.
An Iraqi vehicle approached a military convoy near Bakuba and failed to slow its approach after being warned. An investigation is now underway.
In northern Iraq, officials say they found no evidence that al-Qaeda leader Abu Musab al-Zarqawi was among 8 men killed in a weekend battle with American forces. Panic in a Tacoma shopping mall, busy with Sunday shoppers, a man with a gun.
I turned around and I saw a man down the way running backwards, shooting. So we just ran into a store and took cover behind a wall.
And that gunman wounded 6 people and held 3 others hostage for a time before giving up his siege. There's still no word on a motive, but the Seattle Times says the gunman sent an ex-girlfriend a text message minutes before the shooting saying, "The world will feel my anger." On his way home from Asia, President Bush made history, becoming the first American president to visit Mongolia.
I'm Mark Knoller in Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia. Mr. Bush was only here for about 4.5 hours, but he got a feel and a taste of its culture. He saw an exhibition of horsemanship by men dressed as Mongol warriors. He saw some camels and 2 enormous white yaks. And in a tent of a Mongolian family, he drank fermented mare's milk and nibbled some cheese curd.
At the movies.
Harry Potter!
How did you do it? I didn't put my name in that cup. I don't want eternal glory.
Well, no glory, but lots of gold. Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire was the weekend's runaway box office champion with a take of more than $101 million. In early Wall Street trading, the Dow Industrial Average is ahead about 7 points, but the NASDAQ Composite is a little more than 6 points lower. This is CBS News.
Why are you so dressed up?
Our meeting, remember?
The one about our retirement plans?
Honey, this is my boss's guy from Northwestern Mutual. We were referred...
Hold on. Mr. Harkness referred us to Northwestern Mutual?
Mm-hmm. Mr. Harkness referred us to Northwestern Mutual.
I have nothing to wear.
A quiet conversation with Northwestern Mutual is one of the most valuable conversations you'll ever have. Northwestern Mutual Financial Network. The quiet company. The Northwestern Mutual Life Insurance Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
I am Dr. Jen, and I'm taking your love life calls. And here's Kevin. Go ahead.
Jen, what's the easiest way to get to 79 Williams Ave?
Follow your heart?
For the easiest route to any address, you want to ask TomTom, not Jen.
Turn left.
TomTom Go is your portable, everyday GPS solution. Grab it and go. Just tap the screen, and a helpful voice guides you on your way.
You have reached your destination.
TomTom Go. Find your way the easy way. Learn more at TomTom.com.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
We are seeing a few trouble spots this morning. Eastbound 6th Avenue running heavy from Sheridan. That's because of a crash on the ramp to northbound I-25. Now have emergency crews blocking that right lane. Also sluggish southbound I-25 from 104th into downtown and through T-Rex. Southbound 225 loaded up from Parker Road into the Tech Center and around town. Foothills Parkway, the diagonal on Highway 93. Also in the usual slowing, the Turnpike bunches up eastbound from Federal over to Pecos. And looking at the forecast, going to be a nice one today with sunny.
For $28.95 or less. That's $28.95 at your participating Denver, Dodge, Chrysler, and Jeep dealers. Ends November 27th. Restrictions apply. See your dealer for details.
Four teams. Two games. One night. Get ready for a night of college basketball
at the Pepsi Center.
Join AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk on November 26th for Attitude versus Altitude at the inaugural Colorado Classic. This doubleheader.
Feature.com or 303-830-TIXS. Four teams, two games, one incredible night of college basketball.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Boy, good morning. It's 8:06, 6 minutes after 8. Sunny with a high of around 61. You know, we're talking about who you'd vote for here between Romanoff and Ritter, but I don't know if you guys have seen this, and Mary first tipped me off to it, and now CNN is starting to show it. You see Bush trying to open that door in China, and he can't get it open because it's locked. He went out the wrong way, trying to get out the wrong way, and he looks like such a moron. Or as one website, one liberal website was calling him this morning, a goober. All right, and Iraq is the overwhelming story this morning, and I don't want you to hear a thing. And if we have the Democratic primary today, who'd you vote for? And I'm all for somebody setting up a website. I'm encouraging this. And the only reason I don't do it is because I have no talent in that area. But somebody got to set up a draft or Romanoff campaign. Let's go to Laverne in Denver. Laverne, good morning. You're on AM 760.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Laverne.
Well, I agree with one of your previous callers where he was talking about how we sort of center ourselves and then move to the left. And I'm tired of electing people who are basically, I don't know if they're Republican light and Democrat clothing. You know, I look at Ben Nighthorse Campbell, and I look at Roy Romer, and I look at Federico Pena, and now I'm not sure about Ken Salazar, and it's like, you know, we really need to just elect somebody who is a Democrat and has, you know, progressive sort of views, because I'm tired of electing people who then turn around and bite us in the butt. And, you know, so it's like, no, Bill Ritter, I understand, is a very nice guy, and I've been in Colorado for like 20 plus years, and so very, you know, familiar with him as far as that sort of stuff goes, but no. Our party stands for individual personal rights, and to elect someone who is not in favor of that, you know, personally, I think, you know, abortion is abhorrent, but I'm not gonna stand in the way of somebody else having one if that's their choice, because that's not my prerogative. It's about, so that's why I'm pro-choice, is because it's not my prerogative. And that's why I think he wants to stand up and say, you know, I don't like abortion, but, you know, I really believe in choice, blah, blah, blah. But to sit there and say, no, I'm anti-choice is not going to stand.
Well,
not with this Democrat anyway.
I go back to what I said before. I mean, I made the mistake here of introducing this. I mean, to me,
that's why I said the abortion issue notwithstanding. I don't like Beaupre. I don't like Beaupre for a lot of reasons. I remember when he was first elected, and there was just something about him that just turned my stomach, and I've seen him on C-SPAN a few times, and there's just something about the guy that just creeps me out. And so then, you know, but to go back to the original issue, Romanoff, he's somebody who can set up, you know, the argument for C and D, and then reach create a coalition from both sides of the aisle, is the guy that we really need to look at as being able to, you know, take this state onto another level. I'm tired of, you know, I'm tired of these Democrat lights or Republican lights or whatever the hell they are. It's like, no, no, I'm sick of it. I emailed Murtha and thanked him for his stand. Of course, I had to lie about my zip code to do it, but that's okay. That's the way the system is set up. And so I really honestly believe that we need somebody like him who is smart, who can reach across both aisles and speak intelligently to the voters and hopefully stand up and make an outstanding young new governor. We really need that. I'm tired of these old.
Oh, you bet. You definitely want to change. I can tell that.
I definitely want to change.
All right. Laverne, I appreciate the call.
Bye.
Take care. All right. Well, you heard what she had to say about it. We've got one line open at 303-713-7600. Yeah, the Democratic Party, Howard Dean was circulating an email letter. I believe he released it on Friday night. Maybe I saw it Saturday morning, that you could fill out a little form and send John Murtha an email telling him how much you supported him, and I did that. And I also sent Gene Schmidt an angry letter. All right, and I'll have her comments a little bit later on in the morning before we get out of here at 10. Let me go to Tim in Denver. Tim, good morning. You're on AM 760.
See you again.
Hi, Tim. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Listen, it strikes me that this conversation has come down to you want a Democrat that has name recognition in the entire state so that they can win, statewide. And for my money, and I haven't heard, like you're saying, draft Romanoff. But for my money, if you want a smart Democrat who can win across the entire state and has name recognition, it's Joan Fitzgerald.
Yeah, but she's already said she doesn't want to run.
Well, didn't Romanoff say he didn't want to run?
No, he hasn't given any decision. He said that he's, well, now I got to go back to, and I'll get this wrong, now I got to go back to what he said like an hour ago. But, no, he didn't rule it out. But he wasn't going to declare it. And when I asked him, he said, well, he asked me if I was running. And I laughed and said no. But Joan Fitzgerald has said repeatedly that she is interested in finishing legislative work and doesn't want to do it.
Yeah, that's really too bad. I mean, she's, as a Democrat, she's not only smart, she's eminently quotable. You've got somebody who, in a Republican stronghold, Jefferson County, won elected office in Jefferson County, almost took the 6th district. Missed it by just a couple of votes against Tancredo, I think it was, several election cycles ago when that was 6th. And now that it's 7th, it's too bad because I think she'd be one of the best shots we could have. I agree with you. Romanoff is an excellent choice. I was under the mistaken impression that early on he had kind of ruled it out.
Here's Romanoff's answer. Listen,
I've given that some serious thought, more serious, frankly, than I had in the weeks leading up to the election. Mostly because I've got a little more time on my hands now than I did then, and it's been very encouraging that the support I've gotten unsolicited from different parts of the state have given me reason to make this a more serious decision.
Okay, that's what he said.
Good. Okay.
All right, Tim. Thanks, man.
That was my 2 cents. Thanks.
Well, it's your 2 cents is as good as mine or anybody else's. 303-713-7600, a couple of lines open. Who would you vote for, Romanoff or Ritter? So far, we've only had maybe one guy has supported Ritter. The majority of us want Romanoff. And I don't want to be accused of influencing the vote. So you got to come up with this yourself. Let's go to John in Centennial. John, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hey, John, what do you think?
Hey, well, once again, thanks for carrying the torch. I'd pick Romanoff over Ritter, and I think the reason being is what kind of threw up a red flag for me with Ritter. Well, first and foremost, when I hear Romanoff, I get a gut feeling that he's an honest man, and I think that's pretty important. But when you interviewed Ritter last week, you had asked him the question that if Roe v. Wade got overturned on the federal level, and it came down to the states, what would he do? And it sounded to me like he was evading the question. He kind of said, well, I don't want to speculate on what would happen or whatever, but he said it's constitutional and it's a law of the land. And he evaded the question in the sense that you had said that if the Constitution were changed and if Roe v. Wade was gone, what would his stance be? And he never fully answered that truthfully, I think. He just kind of avoided what he would do if that were the case.
Well, is this whole decision by everybody this morning, is this all going to come down about a woman's right to choose? I mean, do you think it's all going to boil down to that? Or what about all the other issues that are out there that face this state in the years to come?
Well, I think they're both Democrats, and I think that they both have a lot of the social issues in mind, and I think they'd both be good candidates. But like I said, I get a gut feeling that Romanoff's a little bit more of an honest man, and And Ritter, you know, he's just too much politics and, you know, that old Republican light angle and all that stuff, or just saying what people want to hear. And I don't get that sense from Romo.
All right, so is this coming down to, you know, the last caller before we went to the news talked about how this was coming down, that this would be a deal breaker for him one way or the other. So are you saying that this is a deal breaker, the whole thing about a woman's right to choose? You think it's a deal breaker?
Unfortunately, I think that's the climate. I personally, you know, I would support Ritter if there wasn't a better alternative, even though he is, you know, I don't want to say pro-abortion because nobody really is, but he's anti-choice, I think, and in that sense when it comes to that issue. And, but I would still support him because he is, you know, a socially conscious guy, and that's pretty clear from his track record. But
all right, John, appreciate the call, man, as always.
Hey, take care, buddy.
Okay. Couple of lines open now, 303-713-7600. We got Gene Sperling, President Clinton. He's a former economic advisor, and we'll talk to him about the whole budget battle and about where he sees economics should go for progressives. And that's coming up at 8:30. Meanwhile, taking your votes about who you would go for, Romanoff or Ritter. So far, overwhelmingly, everybody's going for Romanoff. But I, as I said before, I mean, I've gotten, like, you know, emails from people saying, stop talking about this whole abortion issue. We're tired of it. And so then I accidentally introduced it this morning, which maybe I shouldn't have done. Because I can't believe that this would be a deal-breaker for everybody. And, you know, Romanoff versus Ritter, I mean, I think you know, I've said it over and over this morning, I mean, my vote goes for Romanoff. But is this going to be a... Is this, for most of the people who listen to this show, for all three of you, is this like a deal-breaker? And have I underestimated the importance of this issue? Or is the other thing going to be about jobs? Is it going to be about schools? Is it going to be about the economic future of Colorado? Is there a chance to get a gubernatorial candidate and maybe an elected official who would consider doing what Rod Blagojevich has done in Illinois, which is to cover the health care of children who, you know, so all kids have health care coverage in this state? I mean, there's all these outstanding questions. 303.
I said I could order in French. But when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software. And we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-339-1195. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-339-1195. That's 1-800-339-1195.
Recently, we at Comcast High-Speed Internet raised our speed to a blistering 6 megs. However, in the case of Mark McKenzie, we may have made it a little too fast.
Well, I was ripping around online with my new 6-meg Comcast High-Speed Internet, and I decided to send a video mail to my buddy Steve because his DSL was so slow. And I was like, yesterday's technology.
You dissed your friend.
Yeah, and then I was like, video mail and Photoshop are included free with my service, not yours.
So true.
But then he signed up, and now he's got 6 megs of speed and all the great features.
You got no more smack to throw down?
No.
Well, there you have it. Faster than DSL, cool features. No wonder more people choose Comcast.
Because I couldn't keep my fat mouth shut.
Sign up now and get the first month free. Call 1-800-COMCAST now.
Promotion rates and availability vary for non-Comcast cable customers. After promotion, regular monthly service and equipment charges apply. Call for pricing, service, and restriction details. Actual speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Speed comparison based on Comcast standard maximum download speed of 6.0 Mbps versus the standard DSL package's maximum download speed of 1.5 Mbps.
Holiday shopping without leaving your computer. It's the all-new MileHighMarket.com with thousands of products. Imagine an arcade-quality electronic air hockey table for the game room, delivered in time for the holidays. Or an elegant wood poker chip humidor for that Texas Hold'em fan on your list. Entertain family and friends this holiday season with a foosball table or electronic dartboard from MileHighMarket.com. And remember, there's always free shipping at MileHighMarket.com.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Get out of debt and get on with your life. Agencies offering Care One credit counseling services can help. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? It's time to get out of debt and get on with your life. Call for Care One services at 1-800-550-7735. Are you behind in paying medical bills or personal loans? Been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Call Care One services for a consultation and debt analysis at 1-800-550-7735. In just one call, you can find out how quickly your debt can be paid in full. People who call for Care One services save an average of 30% in payments every month. Some can save up to 57%. So if you're over your head in credit card bills, call now and receive a consultation and debt analysis. Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. That's Care One Credit Counseling Services. 1-800-550-7735. That's 1-800-550-7735.
How about that? Denver's premier carpet cleaning company is offering to clean three rooms and a hallway for only $125. And you get the same great service and the same quality that you expect from a company like Superior Carpet Care, and the same quality that Mary and I got. And we did. And we were thrilled with it. Superior Carpet Care is a family-owned business, and they're people who care about your home. No matter who you've used before, you got to try Superior Carpet Care. You'll see and feel the difference in your carpets, and you'll always have them back. They're just that good. And for $125 for three rooms and a hallway, you just can't beat the price to go along with their superior work, and it's great for the holidays. So if you need your carpet or air ducts cleaned, take my recommendation. Call Superior Carpet Care, 303-933-3000. That's 303-933-3000. Tell them J. Marvin sent you, and then...
It's credited against future Shell gasoline purchases made with your card. Rebate offer good for new accounts only. Apply by January 15, 2006. See Shell MasterCard application for details.
Bacon, eggs, and J. Marvin on AM 760 in the morning.
Boulder's Progressive Talk.
What about some pancakes thrown in there with that? It's 8:22 on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, 22 minutes after 8. Look forward to be sunny. And a high today of around 61. Thanks so much for parking it here on AM 760. All right, Andrew Romanoff currently leading in the voting. Romanoff versus Ritter, who would you choose? And let's go to Lisa in Castle Rock. Lisa, good morning.
For taking my call.
Sure.
I would definitely vote for Romanoff, and I'll tell you why. I would normally agree with you that at the state level, the right to have an abortion is not a big issue, but I think it could be. If Alito gets confirmed, it's my understanding that Roe v. Wade, if it was to be overturned, it would be at the national level, at the federal level, and it would go up. It would then be decided by the states if a woman would have a right to have an abortion. So I believe someone am I correct about that? Or
yeah, I mean, it would be kicked back to the states. But one of the things you got to consider is it would the legislature would have to get involved. And I'm very scared of Alito getting. Confirmed, and the largest branch of North American Judaism voted on Sunday to oppose his nomination to the Supreme Court. And Joseph Biden is now quoted, and you might remember that he said a couple of weeks ago that he might, unless he hears something different, commit to Alito. And I don't mean to get off on the Alito subject,
but
now he's saying that a filibuster may be in order. But yeah, if we get this guy, even though he claims that he believes in stare decisis or settled law. He could go the other way, but the legislature would have to get involved in that, right?
I think so, but I guess what I'm saying is I would want my governor to be supportive of a woman's right to choose.
So
I think that would make a difference, at least in my, and maybe I have it totally wrong, but if it does come down to the state level, wouldn't the governor have if he was pro-choice or pro-life, I think that would have an effect on how the state would go. I would think so.
Well, but the legislature would get involved in the way, and if you had a Democratic, which we hope, we can keep doing, have a democratically controlled legislature, then it would be
right.
Very, very tough, even with a Democratic pro-choice governor. But I guess what I'm getting here, this morning is I'm getting that this whole thing about pro-choice and whatever the case may be, I mean, pro-choice or pro-life or whatever, I mean, this is turning out for a lot of you to be a deal-breaker.
I guess, yes, as a woman it is. But at the same time, there are other issues that are very important, or, you know, jobs and the economy and school education. And I believe that Romanoff really has Colorado's best interests at heart. So I definitely would vote for him, and I would do everything I could to, at a grassroots level, to help get him elected. I hope he runs.
What do we do if he doesn't run? What do we do if it's just Ritter?
I'm not sure. I'm really not sure yet. I think.
Well, all right.
We'd have to support it. We'd have to. I mean, it's come down to that. I would support him.
See, this is a point. This is a point to consider, because the religious right does this a lot and has threatened to do it. What happens if it turns out to be Ritter? I wonder how many. I'm not saying I would, and I'm not saying you would, but I wonder how many people would sit home.
Yeah, that could be a possibility. I'm not sure, Jay. I'm just hoping Romanoff will run, and I'll, you know, I wish someone out there would start a draft Romanoff website. I'm definitely not the person to do it, so I can just turn on my computer and write my papers and things like that. So that's about it for me, but maybe someone else out there can do it. And I'll tell you what, one thing that Bush has done for me, only one thing, he has got me involved in politics like no other. So I have really tried to do things, you know, write letters to the editors, do grassroots type, different types of things, belong to the DNC and move on. And it really has made a difference in my life. And so I hope other people get just as involved, because this is really our state, our country is really at risk here. So
I would agree 100%. Lisa, thank you. Great call.
Oh, thank you. And have a great morning, Jay.
Yeah, you too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. It's 8:26, 26 minutes after 8. Let's go to Bill in Monument. Bill, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
How you doing, Jay?
Hey, Bill.
You know, I'm not so sure I like the way the discussion is going this morning.
Well, then change it.
I'm not so sure I like the tone. I mean, why suddenly are we ganging up on Bill Ritter? I don't understand.
Well, I don't think we're ganging up on him.
I think
what's going on here is that Andrew Romanoff has definitely not said that he wouldn't run. So all I'm doing is just giving people a choice, as if the Democratic primary were held today. And if an overwhelming majority of the callers want Romanoff as opposed to Ritter, I can't get in there and change their feelings.
Well, I'm not necessarily pointing this directly at you, although you do seem to be going in that direction, and I guess you're justifying why, because you're hearing your callers say this, but
What do you mean I'm going in that direction?
Well, it sounds to me like you're endorsing Romanoff.
I am. I think he's the better choice, but I have a right to do that.
I'm not saying you don't, and I have a right to tell you what I think I hear you say, too. You know, I think it sounds to me like you're saying that Ritter, for some reason, is such an inferior choice. For instance...
No, I'm not saying he's such an inferior choice. I've seen him speak. I've had him on the air here. If he turned out to be the nominee, I'd definitely vote for him. I don't think that inferior is the way to put that. I don't think that's the way to put it at all.
Okay, maybe that's a wrong choice of words. You don't accept it, but if you choose one guy over somebody else, one guy's superior, the other guy's inferior.
No, you know, you don't have to believe that.
And the other guy's not acceptable.
You base it on who you think has a better chance and who is closer to your philosophy, not that anybody's inferior.
Okay, well, to go back to one of your prior callers who asked the question, or who said he was for Romanoff because he thought that Romanoff was more electable, or he thought that Ritter would maybe be more electable than Romanoff, so I'm switching gears on you. I don't think I ever heard that guy say why. Why did he think that that Abramoff would...
The high-powered lobbyist!
Bad slip of tongue. Why did he say that Romanoff would not be as electable as Ritter? What's the negative side on Romanoff?
What is the negative side of Romanoff, or what is the negative side on Ritter?
No, you had a caller who a while back came in for Ritter, and he said the reason is he doesn't think Romanoff was electable.
Oh, because probably he feels that Romanoff's too liberal.
Okay, he didn't.
I think that would be his reasoning, that Romanoff is too liberal, that Romanoff can't win in conservative areas of the state, and that by putting up somebody who's too liberal, Democrats are again playing, and a lot of centrist Democrats make this argument, including the Democratic Leadership Committee, I believe is what they're called, A lot of them make the you can't put up extremely liberal candidates because they have no chance of winning. I don't know that Romanoff is an extremely liberal candidate. He's liberal, but I think, to you know, as I've said over and over again, there are other issues to be discussed in this campaign. And
we don't know enough yet because we haven't really seen the campaign. You're throwing a hypothetical out there, which
right.
is great for discussion, but you haven't seen a campaign. So enough people don't know, you know, people don't know enough about Ritter yet to really say whether or not this guy is either A, more electable or less electable than Romanoff. And also, they're not really sure. Other than Ritter coming on your show, I've met Ritter a few times at certain Democratic functions. You know, on a personal level, the guy seems absolutely, you know, great. You know,
yeah, he does. Right. I'm not denying that. I don't think anybody else is denying it either.
Yeah, and I haven't decided I'm going to vote for Ritter either. However, the question I've got is, what makes somebody electable in this state? Now, this state's hard to divine, really. I mean, it's not called a purple state for no reason. People don't really quite get how certain things flow in this state.
All right, before I go to traffic, my reasoning would be that Romanoff has a better handle on operating the state, knows the issues inside out, distinguished himself in the fight for referendum C and D, where Ritter has been a DA. He's a fine guy, but he doesn't possess that kind of information.
Okay, that sounds like a good reason to support.
All right, I got to go do the traffic. Bill, I love you. Call me again.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, 8:30 at AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Gene Sperling coming up here about economics. And right now, Progressive Traffic with Bailey.
We are seeing a busy ride this morning. If you're headed in from Lakewood, eastbound 6th Avenue, slows from Sheridan. Crews have cleared a crash we had sitting on the ramp to northbound I-25, so things should start to break free pretty soon. Now on the north end, southbound I-25, bunching up from Thornton Parkway down to the Turnpike, then again from Colfax to Hampton. And in Littleton, eastbound C-470, we're seeing a busy ride between Santa Fe and University. But crowded around town on Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal and Highway 93, and the Turnpike slows eastbound from Federal over to Pecos. And on to the forecast. Sunny today with highs near
50 lives. Donor Alliance makes sure donated organs and tissues get to those who need them. Learn more at Colorado Donor Register.
Marley Davidson is your touring bike headquarters. Right now, purchase any 2006 Electra Glide Classic and receive a $500 gift card toward the purchase of any genuine Harley Davidson installed parts and accessories. Plus, you'll get a 20% discount on all parts, accessories, and motor clothes for 90 days after your purchase. The best in price and service only from Denver's premier Harley Davidson dealer. Freedom Harley Davidson at 8020 West Colfax, just west of Wadsworth. Stop dreaming and start enjoying the ride. More info and offer restrictions at freedomh-d.com.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called the Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-514-4750. Again, that's 1-800-514-4750. 1-800-514-4750.
Comcast high-speed internet, may I help you?
Comcast, thank you for upgrading your speed to 6 megs.
Oh, well, you're welcome.
No, I mean, really, thank you. Hey, you already blew DSL away, but making Comcast 7.5 times faster, then including video mail and photo show and McAfee security free with my service? Whoa.
Well, we're glad you like it.
Yeah, I'd like to give you a big hug.
Oh, that's not necessary.
Not necessary.
No.
6 megs of speed, great features, and the most trusted name in online security. That deserves something. A present. How about my cat?
Thanks, I'll pass.
I know, some of my pizza. Still sort of warm. I'll bring her right over.
Great. Ask for Georgina. Georgina.
Call now and get Comcast high-speed internet free for the first month. Call 1-800-COMCAST today.
Promotion rates and availability vary for non-Comcast cable customers. After promotion, regular monthly service and equipment charges apply. Call for pricing, service, and restriction details. Actual speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Speed comparison based on Comcast standard maximum download speed of 6.0 Mbps versus the standard DSL package's maximum download speed of 1.5 Mbps.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage. Just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly a 500,000 others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-900-5541. 1-800-900-5541. That's 1-800-900-5541.
Good morning. Coming up on 8:35, 25 minutes away from 9 o'clock. High today of around 61. Jay Marvin, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Thanks for joining us this morning. Gene Sperling is a senior fellow at the Center for American Progress. He was President Clinton's National Economic Advisor and head of the National Economic Council from 1997 to 2001 and Deputy National Economic Advisor from 1993 to 1996. His new book, The Pro-Growth Progressive, lays out a long-term vision for progressives on how to achieve a shared economic prosperity. And Gene, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, Jay.
Oh, more. You know, I'm glad you're here. All right, let's talk about. Can we talk a little bit about the budget battle? And you had an article printed on Bloomberg.com where you said robbing banks, not like cutting domestic programs. Explain a little bit about that.
Well, what I said was that, you know, Willie Sutton was the famed outlaw who, when asked why he robbed banks, said that's where the money is. So I said, if you look at what President Bush is doing, it's kind of the reverse Willie Sutton rule. He tries to cut the deficit where the money isn't, where the money hasn't been growing, where it's going to the people who need help the most. And it really, this entire budget debate that the president's pushed forward, it's been really a Trojan horse. What's really happened in this country is that when President Bush came in, he used the pretext of 9/11 to put forward a permanent supply-side tax cut agenda that has fundamentally transformed our long-term deficit from surpluses to deficits. And it's not just because of the legitimate things you might have done to increase the deficit in 01 and 02 when you had recession, but it has been part of a permanent strategy to, instead of paying for new initiatives, just run up a huge deficit. So now we're going to see over $300 billion, $400 billion a year, permanently higher deficits due to President Bush's policies. And so when people ask, you know, how do we pay for Katrina, I say, well, that's the wrong question. The question is, how do you turn around their long-term fiscal problems? And rather than addressing things like $100 billion a year to the most fortunate Americans that was never paid for, what are they doing? They're cutting Medicaid. They're cutting food stamps. It really, you can call it reverse Robin Hood. I just decided to call it the reverse Willie Loman. I mean,
Willie Sutton
rule there.
Yeah, you know I've been asking this question forever and a day. And when I worked with a conservative partner, when I was like the, you know, the lone supposed liberal, and was supposed to play the Alan Combs role, and I would ask this question all the time. You know, you point out in your article the Goldman Sachs Group now forecasts that we'll run a $5 trillion deficit over the next decade. How can you spend more than you're taking in with these massive tax cuts?
Well, you know, for me, what really distresses me is that, you know, in the 1990s, people always, one of the reasons you wanted fiscal discipline was to save for a rainy day. It was always one of the arguments. And really, you were both saving because you knew there was a problem coming, the baby boom crisis coming, and you knew we needed to save if we wanted to keep Medicare and Social Security strong. But what we've also seen in these last few years is the unexpected crisis. Why you save for a rainy day, the Katrina, the 9/11. This should have been a period where we decide, geez, if we're going to give tax cuts to the most fortunate, we better at least figure out ways we're paying for them, or that we just cannot afford them at all in light of these challenges we face. What's so remarkable about this period is that at a time when we've seen a greater need to save for terrorism, for Katrina, for unknown disasters, we're giving tax cuts that are exploding the deficit to the most well-off. And what I say to friends who say, but yes, don't you still need to cut spending? Don't you need to still take on entitlements? The answer is yes, you do need to take those on in some area. But the president loses all moral authority to ask for sacrifice from any ordinary American when he at the same time is saying that we can afford an extra $100 billion a year to give tax cuts to people making over $300,000-$400,000 a year.
But you know, you get people who don't make that kind of money, and I've gotten emails about this. You get people who don't make that kind of money who will tell you that they benefit from these tax cuts, that they benefit from the president's economic policies, and I can't figure out what they're talking about or even how to counter that argument.
Well, it's just important to, you know, ask people about, you know, what's the kind of future you want for your children? Do you want a world in which we're giving tax cuts to the most well-off? What are we doing when we're really doing that? We are basically making a decision to borrow abroad, to pay interest overseas. We're basically borrowing from our children to pay bondholders overseas. We're putting ourselves on a less stable path. Now, in terms of the explaining the tax cuts, I do think those of us who are progressives have to be very clear, which is to not get into this world of looking like you're against all tax cuts or you're against all wealth creation, because it is true in America. People don't just vote their pocketbook. They vote their upward aspirations. So one thing I think we as progressives should do is we should show, as we have been, that President Bush's ownership society is really a fake, that it doesn't, that it helps only the top 5% of savers. But then we should come forward and say, now, and this is what I do in the book, is say, have a good employer who does that, are able to save. And if we do this, Jay, then I think perhaps we start saying, these got the wrong agenda. We want to help you save and have a nest egg and dream and aspire as well. So I do think we got to be clear in our speak. It's frustrating the degree that they're able to provide miscommunication out there. Also, it help when we're all giving people an affirmative agenda of how we want to save, create wealth, and that's day. By our, it's the real deal. Why, when it comes to ownership, President Bush talks the talk. We got to show that then we're the ones to walk.
Well, you know, the weird thing is, and it's 8:42, 18 minutes in front of 9 here, we're talking to Gene Sperling, who's got a brand-new book out called Pro-Growth Progressives, and lays out a long-term vision for progressives and how to achieve a shared economic prosperity. But, you know, the weird thing is it's almost, you know, Orwellian now, in that the Republicans used to pride themselves as being fiscal conservatives, yet spending is more out of control under this president than any. I mean, what, he spent more than the last 44 presidents, and it's the Democrats, basically, who are trying to get control of this.
Yeah, no, I said in the book, the Republican fiscal hawk has become an endangered species in Washington, D.C., and, you know, it's the saddest ideology, because really what you have is just this view that if you run up the deficit, that, you know, in the long run, it will limit the power of progressives to do good things. And it really is some of this starve-the-beast strategy. It's also what happens, though, when the president comes out and tells everybody there's a free lunch. He tells them that there's a free lunch on tax cuts, but soon there becomes a free lunch on everything. What I mean is that instead of saying, you know, we want to do something new, something positive, whether it's tax cuts or an initiative, but we got to make some hard choices, President Bush has just said to everyone, there's no hard choices. There's no mutual sacrifice. It's incredible. We're in a period of terrorism, of 9/11, of Katrina, and the message consistently is, you can have what you want, and not make any difficult choices at all. And so what you're seeing is an explosion on all fronts that's driving the deficit up. But here's the worst part. While the deficit's going up, we're still not doing the things we need to do to have a strong, competitive middle class in the age of globalization with India and China. We're investing less in research. We're doing less to get more scientists. We're doing less to get more Americans with disability in the workforce. We're doing less to have universal preschool. These things may be involve some government initiatives, but they are both pro-growth and progressive because they're the types of things that will make us more competitive and have a greater chance of increasing our productivity and in the future.
All right, Gene, thank you so much for your time this morning. The book is Pro-Growth Progressive and well worth reading. And, Gene, thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
Oh, anytime. Thank you, Jay.
All right, there's Gene Sperling, and his book is Pro-Growth Progressive here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. And it's coming up on 8:45, 15 minutes away from 9 o'clock. And we'll talk to Rand Beers coming up at 9:30. And he's a national security advisor who left the Bush administration to join the Kerry campaign. And we'll find out why that is. Between now and then, we'll just open up the phones. And, I want to read you those Gene Schmidt comments, too, that she made against John Murtha. And I'll have those for you. 303-713-7600. Anything you want to talk about until 9.
Alameda, I-25 in Thornton Parkway, and C-470 in Santa Fe. Learn more at aircarecolorado.com or call 303-456-7090.
What time is it?
Oh, honey, I can't sleep.
Oh, George.
I got too much on my mind.
Could you sing me that lullaby Mama used to sing?
Do it just the way she sung it to me when I was small and scared. Just like
last week. Of course, honey. Is that
worried about your cholesterol or blood pressure? What about your joints? With all the news lately, what should you do? Well, have you considered omega-3 fish oil? Millions already have because it's safe, natural, and it really works. Fish oil is proven to support healthy triglycerides and blood pressure. And now new research reveals powerful benefits for joints, wrinkled skin, even focus and concentration. If this sounds like you, we can help. We want to rush you a free bottle of Purity's Advanced Omega-3. Simply call 1-800-622-3114 and ask for your free bottle. We know that once you experience our omega-3, you'll become a loyal fish oil customer. With 3 times the power of ordinary fish oil capsules, our omega-3 delivers better and faster results. It's doctor-recommended, purified, and mercury-free. So what are you waiting for? Call 1-800-622-3114 for your free bottle and experience the miracle of fish oil. That's 1-800-622-3114.
Get out of debt and get on with your life. Agencies offering Care One credit counseling services can help. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? It's time to get out of debt and get on with your life. Call for Care One services at 1-800-550-7735. Are you behind in paying medical bills or personal loans? Been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Call Care One services for a consultation and debt analysis at 1-800-550-7735. In just one call, you can find out how quickly your debt can be paid in full. People who call for Care One services save an average of 30% in payments every month. Some can save up to 57%. So if you're over your head in credit card bills, call now and receive a consultation and debt analysis. Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. That's Care One Credit Counseling Services. 1-800-550-7735. That's 1-800-550-7735.
Comcast high-speed internet, may I help you?
Comcast, thank you for upgrading your speed to 6 megs.
Oh, well, you're welcome.
No, I mean, really, thank you. Hey, you already blew DSLOA, but making Comcast 7.5 times faster, then including video mail and photo show and McAfee security free with my service? Whoa.
Well, we're glad you like it.
Yeah, I'd like to give you a big hug.
Oh, that's not necessary.
Not necessary?
No.
6 megs of speed, great features, the most trusted name in online security. That deserves something. Present. How about my cat?
Thanks, I'll pass.
I know. Some of my pizza. It's still sort of warm. I'll bring her right over.
Great. Ask for Georgina. Georgina.
Call now and get Comcast high-speed internet free for the first month. Call 1-800-COMCAST today.
Promotion rates and availability vary for non-Comcast cable customers. After promotion, regular monthly service and equipment charges apply. Call for pricing, service, and restriction details. Actual speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Speed comparison based on Comcast standard maximum download speed of 6.0 Mbps versus the standard DSL package's maximum download speed of 1.5 Mbps.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Freedom Harley-Davidson is your touring bike headquarters. Right now, purchase any 2006 Electric Glide Classic and receive a $500 gift card toward the purchase of any genuine Harley-Davidson installed parts and accessories. Plus, you'll get a 20% discount on all parts, accessories, and motor clothes for 90 days after your purchase. The best in price and service only from Denver's premier Harley-Davidson dealer. Freedom Harley-Davidson at 8020 West Colfax, just west of Wadsworth. Stop dreaming and start enjoying the ride. More info and offer restrictions at freedomhd.com.
888-8204. This includes air, hotels, cruise, onboard meals, and a whole lot more. You can come make sure that I don't, like, overstuff myself at the salad bar. Oh, man. Because, you know, that food is good. 1-800-888-8204. That's 14 days next August to the Great Northwest in Alaska with me, with Mary, and with all of us. And it's the best deal going for 2049, so hurry up.
Delivers Monday through Friday.
Tune in to UPN 20 tonight from 6 to 7, 9 to 11. Win a PSP or even a trip. UPN 20 at 6.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Ooh, some Zeppelin. Turn that up. Sunny with a high of around 61, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. But we figure on this program it's never too early to play any Led Zeppelin. Matter of fact, I'm going to play all Zeppelin tomorrow morning between 6 and 7 o'clock, get some people out of bed early. It's 8:51. That's 9 minutes in front of 9 o'clock. And I got people hanging out here who want to talk, and I hope we don't get to all of you. I hope you'll hold through the news. I wanted to point out the comments by Representative Gene Schmidt of Ohio, who stood up there on the floor, the House of Representatives, and told of a phone call she received from a Marine colonel. This guy was not on active duty. He was a state legislator in Ohio. She said this: he asked me to send Congress a message, stay the course. He also asked me to send Congressman Murtha a message that cowards cut and run. Marines never do. And, of course, Murtha is a 37-year Marine veteran, and the Democrats just went crazy. At one point, Representative Harold Ford, who's a Democrat from Tennessee, charged across the chamber's center aisle and started screaming at the Republicans for making uncalled for personal attacks. You guys are pathetic, yelled Representative Marty Meehan, a Democrat from Massachusetts. And what ended up happening, Democrats gave Murtha a standing ovation as he entered the chamber and took his customary corner seat. And what ended up happening is that Gene Schmidt had to withdraw her comments because she violated a House rule that you don't attack personally other members. Gene Schmidt, who almost lost to Paul Hackett, you might remember that, which was a very, very close race. We had Hackett on this program twice. Also, the ACLU is suing over the ouster from the event. We've had these people on before. The American Civil Liberties Union is taking up the case of two of the three people ejected from President Bush's appearance in Denver over a bumper sticker, and has named a federal bureaucrat in Denver as the mystery man who ousted them. So check that out. That's in the Rocky Mountain News this morning. And have you ever noticed this about George Bush? George W. Bush never appears in front of ordinary people. He always has to appear in front of a staged audience of military people. Which, there's nothing wrong with that, but you do it time after time. What's wrong? He doesn't want to appear before you and me? What is he scared of, this guy? And everything is like a campaign rally. All right, let's go to Lynn and Morrison. Lynn, hi, you're on AM 760.
Hi, Jay.
Hi, Lynn.
I just wanted to put in my two cents about the Romanoff versus Ritter.
Sure, go ahead.
And I'll tell you, the abortion issue is a defining moment for me. I will not vote for Bill Ritter. There's two reasons about the abortion. One, I mean, I don't ever expect guys to understand this, but what they ought to know about Roe v. Wade is that it's a privacy issue. It's not really about abortion. So if it's struck down, there's a lot of privacy issues that are going to be affected, not only the right to an abortion, and that will affect you guys out there, too. And the second reason is I grew up in the days of the coat hanger, and, you know, it's not, Roe v. Wade is not about a fetus. It's about whether the government has the right to tell a woman how to run her reproductive life. Because if a woman cannot control her reproductive life, she does not control her life, period. End of story. So Andrew Romanoff, I love him. I think he's going to do great, and I'm behind him all the way with my pocketbook.
Well, we don't know if he's going to run yet or not, but let me ask you this crucial question. Suppose the nominee is Bill Ritter. Do you just stay home?
Yes.
Oh, see, that's, you know what? See, that's bad. Because then we end up getting...
Sure
it
is.
I mean, you want to end up getting like Mark Holtzman or Beaupre?
Well, Jay, you know, I can't defer on this issue because this affects 52% of the population, and it's like they don't even matter. This issue is up there with the war with me, because this affects so many people. It affects the future of my daughter. If she can't control her reproductive life, she doesn't have a future, and she can't in other ways function as a whole human being. And this is, it's going to affect the morning after pill. They're going to go after that next because they'll term that as an abortion too. And, you know, they don't want to prevent pregnancy. They just want to control women.
I'm not going to dispute anything you're saying here. And as a man, I've often said this, as a man, I mean, men ought to take a back seat on this because it doesn't affect us like it does women.
Yeah.
But
well, the Democrats
but,
are willing si- to
but
sacrifice.
But sitting home is not the answer.
Well, I hope I don't have to. I hope the Democrats will understand that this is a defining issue for women in this country.
Yeah, but
I said about the privacy issue is going to affect you, Jay, also in ways that you don't even know about it. Go and read Roe v. Wade, and you will see what it actually is and what it isn't. It's not about protecting fetuses. It's about the right to privacy.
All right, but what happens? What happens if Andrew Romanoff doesn't run?
Well,
and it's only Bill Ritter. So you would be willing to sit home, not vote, and possibly because every vote counts, possibly hand the state over to a Republican?
Absolutely.
That's a suicide.
I'm not alone, Jay. So what we're hoping to do is force the Democrats to address this issue, and it's not something that you just put on the side of the road.
I'm not saying that you should. Wait a minute. Let's get straight where I'm coming from here. I'm not saying you should put it on the side of the road. I'm saying that it's important, but I'm saying that if Andrew Romanoff doesn't decide to run and nobody else jumps in there and Bill Ritter is the only candidate on the Democratic side, to me it doesn't make any sense to go, okay, here, to the Republican Party, here, take it. Because you know what? They're not for a woman's right to choose and a woman's right for privacy either.
That's right, but the Democrats are caving, Jay, and that's no way.
No, I don't think they're caving. I don't think they're caving. I think what you got going on is that you don't have anybody else who wants to run because other people who would consider running, like Joan Fitzgerald and stuff, they're tied up with other stuff. They don't want to make the run. It's a rough thing to do. And I don't think that they're caving at all. I don't see them caving in any way, shape, or form. You've got to have people to run, and there just isn't anybody out there now other than Ritter.
I agree, and I know this. I know this for a fact that, you know, it would be terrible if I stayed home. But this is, I think it's going to force Democrats to take a look at this. This is going to happen all
Lynn,
through the
what happens,
country.
Lynn, what happens if you get no named Democrat? Because Hickenlooper says he's not going to run. He's denied it a bunch of times and says it's out of the question. What happens if you don't get anybody? What happens if nobody steps forward this election cycle and says, okay, I'm going to run? So then what you're going to do is you're going to hand over the governor's position to somebody who is definitely going to go along with the idea of overturning a woman's right to choose and a woman's right to privacy and is also going to cause a lot of other damage.
Well, I don't know. Maybe I'll move to California. That's what it's going to come down to in the future, is which state you prefer to live in. Because all of these are being struck down, all these federal laws.
I don't think we should.
It is going to come down to the state.
I appreciate your call. I don't agree with you, but I thank you for calling, and I hope you'll call again. Let's go. Well, all right, we've got to do some news here, and then we'll continue with open phones at 303-713-7600.
(1-800-821-2274). Call anytime, 24 hours, 1-800-821-2274.
Your chance to win $1,000 four times a day.
Less commercial interruption.
And more time for progressive talk.
AM 760.
Now, CBS News.
KKCN Thornton Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Christopher Glenn. Struggling mightily, General Motors plans to close 9 North American assembly, stamping, and powertrain plants, slashing 30,000 jobs.
We plan to achieve much of this reduction via attrition and early retirement programs.
GM CEO Rick Wagoner made the announcement, calling the moves necessary to get costs in line with our major global competitors. Comerica Bank economist Dana Johnson says the cuts and closings are sorely needed.
GM has got to reduce its cost. It's got to reduce its capacities. Got to act with a real sense of urgency.
GM has reported $4 billion in losses so far this year. 3 members of the same family, including a child, killed in Bakuba, north of Baghdad, in a checkpoint incident. CBS News correspondent Kimberly Dozier says the car was moving erratically when it was mistakenly fired on.
A military spokesman said it's one of those regrettable, tragic incidents that wouldn't happen if Zarqawi and his followers weren't driving car bombs at U.S. soldiers.
Over the weekend, American troops thought most wanted terrorist Abu Musab al-Zarqawi was among 8 insurgents killed in a house in Mosul, but Washington now says that is highly unlikely. Vice President Cheney delivers a speech in Washington at this hour, continuing the administration's counteroffensive against Democratic criticisms of its handling and conduct of the war. CBS News correspondent Dan Revive reports.
About to begin at a conservative think tank, a follow-up by Vice President Cheney to his speech last week when he condemned claims that the Bush administration lied about pre-war intelligence.
One of the most dishonest and reprehensible charges ever aired in this city.
In today's speech, the vice president will defend the war in Iraq. Many are wondering how tough he'll be on critics as President Bush in China was moderating the combative rhetoric. Dan Revive, CBS News, Washington.
Camden, New Jersey, atop a dubious list for the second straight year. Most dangerous American city, in the estimation of Morgan Quitno Press, which publishes the rankings each year. Camden County Prosecutor Vince Cerubi isn't happy, but he points out that the city's crime rate is falling.
The numbers are trending downwards, and if we can sustain that momentum, we're going to be in a good position to fall out of the top 5 next year.
Others in the top 5 most dangerous this year are Detroit, St. Louis, Flint, Michigan, and Richmond, Virginia. Newton, Massachusetts was deemed the safest place to live, with Clarkstown and Amherst, New York, second and third. The nation's economy was on the upswing last month in a widely watched monthly report on future economic activity. The Conference Board Organization says its index of leading economic indicators rose 9-tenths of a point, offsetting a big drop in September, largely blamed on the hurricanes that ravaged Gulf Coast states. On Wall Street right now, the Dow ahead by 31 points. The Nasdaq Composite is up by about 5.25. This is CBS News.
You're now seeing live pictures of a lunar module.
There are thousands marching on Washington as
a generation as unique as this needs a new generation of personal financial planning. We are the personal advisors of Ameriprise Financial, formerly American Express Financial Advisors. To set up an appointment with a local financial advisor today, call 1-800-AMERIPRISE. That's 1-800-263-7477. Ameriprise Financial Services, member NASD and SIPC.
This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For over 25 years, we've been brightening people's holidays with the most magical gift. Name a star after someone. For only $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we will send an incredible personalized gift package and record the new star name in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. This is an eternal gift that's never forgotten. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333, or visit starregistry.com for the gift that shines forever.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Well, we are still seeing a few slow spots this morning. If you're coming in from Lakewood, eastbound 6th Avenue, running heavy from Sheridan over toward I-25, southbound 225, we're looking at brake lights for your ride into the Tech Center and on the north end of town. Southbound I-25, still slow from Thornton Parkway down to the Turnpike and again from Colfax down through Hampton. Now, we are thinning out around town on Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93. The Turnpike still a little sluggish eastbound from Federal over to Pecos. And on to the forecast setting today.
Floor today for just 14.9. Only at Freeway Ford at I-25 in Evans, Longmont Ford on 3rd Avenue, or at cheaperfords.com.
he came.
The Al Franken Show is on the air, coming to you live from the Boulder Theater.
He spoke.
Here in Boulder, Colorado.
And you were there.
I love Al. He's hysterical.
Al's great.
Yes, we do have a great seat.
Never been to a live show before.
Having a great time.
Really fun to watch Al in person.
Great to see him live.
We brought him here, and you made it happen. Thank you from Al Franken.
I want to thank you once again for being here.
And AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 9:06, 6 minutes after 9, sunny with a high of around 61. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. I can't believe it. We've gone like the whole morning here except for the first 6 to 7 o'clock hour, and really I haven't talked that much about Iraq. But Iraq is the number one big story. Dick Cheney giving a speech right now in front of the American Enterprise Institute. Naturally, he can't appear before regular people. He has to appear before an audience where he knows that they're going to be receptive to what he has to say and that nobody's going to heckle him or stand up and ask him a question that he can't answer. The other thing you got to notice about this administration is...
My friend laughed at me when I said I could order in French. But when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-339-1195. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-339-1195. That's 1-800-339-1195.
Thinking of replacing your windows? Then call American Exteriors at 303-7-WINDOW to replace your old drafty windows with beautiful new American Exteriors replacement windows. And for a limited time, American Exteriors is offering a free triple pane window upgrade with your order. That's right, American Exteriors is offering triple pane windows at a double pane price. This is an unprecedented offer. And with energy costs going nowhere but up, you have to take advantage of this incredible deal. Save money on your energy bills, beautify your home, and for a limited time, get upgraded to triple pane windows free. American Exteriors has been manufacturing and installing quality replacement windows and siding on homes just like yours for more than 25 years, and they're committed to your total satisfaction. So call 303-7-WINDOW now to set up a friendly in-home consultation, and for a limited time, get upgraded to triple pane windows absolutely free. So remember,
the only number you need to know is 303-7-WINDOW.
Not valid with other offers. Restrictions apply.
Thinking about what to serve at your business lunch or holiday affair? You can put out a tray of cold cuts and cube cheese and no one will think any less of you. Or you can have your guests ask where all the delicious food came from. Invite Tin Star to your next party and add some sizzle, smoke, and salsa. Choose homemade chips, roasted salsa, grilled vegetable quesadilla, or a gourmet soft taco platter. Find out more about the Tin Star party platters and box lunches at tinstar.us or click on the banner in the player now. Tin Star. Sizzle, smoke, salsa.
Recently, we at Comcast High-Speed Internet raised our speed to a blistering 6 megs. However, in the case of Mark McKenzie...
Hi.
We may have made it a little too fast.
Well, I was ripping around online with my new 6-meg Comcast High-Speed Internet, and I decided to send a video mail to my buddy Steve because his DSL was so slow. And I was like, yesterday's technology.
You dissed your friend.
Yeah, and then I was like, video mail and photo show are included free with my service, not yours.
So true.
But then he signed up, and now he's got 6 megs of speed and all the great features.
You got no more smack to throw down?
No.
Well, there you have it. Faster than DSL, cool features. No wonder more people choose Comcast.
Because I couldn't keep my fat mouth shut.
Sign up now and get the first month free. Call 1-800-COMCAST now.
Promotion rates and availability vary for non-Comcast cable customers. After promotion, regular monthly service and equipment charges apply. Call for pricing, service, and restriction details. Actual speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Speed comparison based on Comcast standard maximum download speed of 6.0 Mbps versus the standard DSL package's maximum download speed of 1.5 Mbps.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
George W. Bush and Vice President Cheney, who's even got a lower rating than Bush. And Cheney, of course, is claiming that the manipulation charges are dishonest and reprehensible. Where there's evidence out there that that's exactly what went on. Here's something that is not going to get much news, but check this out. A top U.S. Air Force general said Sunday that reports of civilian casualties in Iraq, as well as which is the result of American military actions, was exaggerated. I would tell you, first off, I don't believe most of it, and I'm very much aware that some of it has been staged. This is according to Lieutenant General Walter E. Buchanan III, commander of the 9th U.S. Air Force and U.S. Central Command Air Forces. Buchanan, speaking to Associated Press on the sidelines of the annual Dubai Air Show, said the U.S. Air Force was doing everything necessary to minimize civilian casualties. We are very careful, and we use precision-guided munitions. We only drop the weapons we have to, and they are always the smallest weapons possible. Now, there are no official figures on civilian casualties in Iraq. U.S. military spokesman told AP last month that as many as 30,000 Iraqis have died during the war, which began with the U.S. invasion in March 2003. But how about this guy says that he thinks that some of the Iraqi deaths are staged. This is the day after, a couple of days after, this country had to admit that we're using white phosphorus shells on the Iraqi population, of which we said were terrorists. And you know something? We don't know who are the terrorists there and who aren't. All right, 303-713-7600. And let's go to Dick in Lakewood. Dick, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, thanks for taking my call. It's good to talk to you guys at AM 760. You and the rest of the crew just do a fantastic job.
Well, thank you. You're very kind.
Enjoyed the show last Wednesday at the Boulder Theater. I want to talk a little bit about Andrei Romanov.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm so glad you guys are raising this topic. It's really critical. We need a groundswell of Democratic support for Andrei Romanov. And my push for him, I support the comments that were made earlier about the issue of the woman's right to choose, but I think Andrei Romanov is clearly the best candidate that the Democrats could run. He's going to be a better, more enthusiastic, and more exciting candidate than Bill Ritter. I've heard Bill speak several times. Bill is a wonderful man, has great credentials, but Andrei Romanov is better. He is a better state leader. I think as much as anyone, we can give him credit for being the father of referendum C and D, which I think was a political work of art in a fiscally conservative state, the fact that we got C through. Andrew rescued referendum C by negotiating effectively with the governor and with the Republicans several times before it was finally passed. And I think he, more than anyone else, deserves a credit for that. So,
well, I agree. I mean, I think he's the man to do it, but what do you do if he doesn't run?
I think he will. I guess maybe I'm a little optimistic about that, but I think just as our discussions this morning with callers are going to give him some encouragement, I think a good, steady groundswell of support for him, and identifying in a very respectful way the weaknesses that Bill Ritter has as a candidate by comparison to Andrei Romanov, I think that will lead him to jump in the race. I'm hopeful that it will. He just is going to do the better job, I think, running against Bob Beaupre, who will likely end up being the candidate on the other side. And I think Andrew is an exciting guy. He's creative. He's clever. And he's shown outstanding political leadership in the state House of Representatives. And that's a little bit of experience on the political side that Bill Ritter doesn't bring. So, again, it's a marginal matter of being just a slightly better candidate across the board, and I think that we just need to put the best one out there. I think Andrei Romanov has all kinds of future leadership potential for the Democratic Party also in the state and nationally. I think we just need to keep him moving to the forefront. One other quick topic, too, and you used the term Orwellian a while ago in a call, and I hadn't heard that term for some time, except that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. used it in his speech that he gave back in July down in Douglas County at the Be the Change event. And I've thought a lot about it since, thought about what it means. Basically, it means, you know, to me, to say one thing and do the exact opposite. So everything is the opposite. We do a Clean Air Act, but we actually authorize and legitimize polluting more. We do a Waters Act that is to clean up water and actually allow more pollution. And I think that I raise this topic because I think we need a new word in the English language, because the term Orwellian does not really do justice to the damage that is being done by the Bush administration of just saying one thing and doing the complete opposite. So I throw out a challenge to you and your listeners to come up with a new, better word. Maybe it's Bushian. I don't know what it is.
I don't know, but there's a book out that was reviewed Sunday in the arts section of the Denver Post, and I ripped it out at home, and I wish I could remember the title. But if you got that paper, go look at it.
I'll look it up.
And it's about the parallels between... It's written by a 74-year-old journalist who's been around a long time, and it's about the parallels between the Bush administration and the McCarthy era.
Uh-huh.
And it's really worth checking out, and I'm going to order the book. But I don't know. I don't know. You're right. I don't know if Orwellian is the right term. I mean, maybe, you know, everything to this White House is a campaign event. That's the biggest thing. Everything is staged. Nothing. You know, nothing is spontaneous, and nothing that they do. I mean, think of the last time you ran across a president who never appeared before ordinary people.
I think that's exactly true, and I'm glad you raised that topic. In my reflection, through the whole Bush administration, he has never, ever appeared before an audience that wasn't a pre-selected audience. And nowadays, of course, he's like going before military audiences where they really have to stand up and salute the commander.
Yeah, what are they going to do? They got to clap. If they don't,
they're going to be written up, written out of the armed services if they don't behave according to the script. It's too bad other journalists don't call more attention to that. Because it's terrible. He's the president of everybody. He's unable to look us in the eye, the rest of us.
Well, that's like Cheney this morning. Where is he speaking? At the American Enterprise Institute. He wouldn't dare say to come here to Denver in front of his fellow citizens and allow anybody in there, because they would start giving him grief. I mean, he did it the other day. He was in front of some kind of audience. I can't remember what it was.
I think he was doing a little press conference down in New Orleans, and just was,
and people started
immediately
like
heckled. So they let their guard down, and all of a sudden they're in trouble. So yeah, we need to make some changes, and you guys are just doing a fantastic job.
Well, thanks, man. You're more than kind. Have a good day.
You too.
All right. Yeah, Vice President Cheney. I mean, this guy's the Darth Vader of American politics. You know? Let's go to Pam in Denver. Pam, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Jay?
Hi, Pam.
How are you?
I'm okay. What about yourself?
Well, I want to welcome you back to Denver. I haven't had a chance to talk to you. But last time you were here, your last round, I'd have to turn your show off. Because of the brain stem thing.
Oh, I know. I try to withhold that now and don't really try to get into it.
Well, you know, I'm happy to see that your meds, like my meds, are working.
Well, I wouldn't say that. I got this buzzing in my head I can't get rid of, so I'm going to have to go back to my doctor and see if it's a side effect of this medicine. Or, you know, my doctor's probably going to think I'm a hypochondriac.
Well, you can't match me. I had to go through 13 until I got the exact right one, which I've been on for 20 years. So
oh, wow.
Don't lose heart. It really,
I'm not.
It can happen.
I'm not. I'm hanging in there, Pam.
Yeah, well, I like the way you're hanging in. I love listening to you now, and I love open-mindedness, and the opposite of me, by the way. But I love that in another person. Jay, I wanted to support Lynn, who called in and said she's going to stay home from the polls. Now, I'm not, if a pro-choice, I don't want to, yes, pro-choice. I hate the words they use, you know, like they're pro-life and we're pro-choice. We're pro-life, too. You know, they're anti-abortion. but I'm not going to stay home from the polls, but I understand her anger because my anger is growing, too. It seems like women are being left on the back burner again, yet again, and asked to sacrifice for male candidates who don't necessarily have our best interests in mind.
All right, hold on a second. I'm going to put you on hold.
Okay.
Let me do some business, and we'll come back and finish this. Okay, so hang on. And, John, put Pam on the phone zone there, and we'll come back and pick it up. 17 minutes after 9 on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Thanks for being so much of the partly what they've become are some of the finest people I know. And they're also the home for the largest selection of clean, late-model used cars, trucks, and minivans and SUVs in Colorado. But they're really good people. And I talked about it earlier this morning that when Rockies first wanted to advertise with me, back in the old days when Pam remembers me from, I went out there because I had to meet the people I was talking about. And you know what? I went back there time and time again, and finally Mary and I bought a couple of cars from Rockies. And we steered our friends to Rockies. And I guess I've known those people out there. I guess I've known the people of Rockies now for 7-8 years. And they're some of the best people I know. So check out their selection. You can do it online at RockiesAutos.com. And also pre-qualify for a car loan there. And every automobile is equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care. 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. Rockies Autos is open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. But if you show up close to 8, that'll be fine. They'll stay late, and they'll take care of you. Go out there and see my friend Marv Alshear, who's really a great guy, or Darla or Fred or any of the people working out of Rockies, Colby. They're all really good people. Rockies Autos. Let me give you the location. At the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder.
Hey, why do you do it, Just Brakes?
At Just Brakes, we really do. Yeah.
Additional parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
Live, local, and left. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
21, 21 minutes after 9 a.m., 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Sunny, high of around 61. And we're talking about Iraq is the number one story this morning. Dick Cheney giving a speech now in front of the American Enterprise Institute to the Darth Vader of American politics. Dick tortured Cheney. But people want to talk about Romanoff versus Ritter, and that's fine with me. Now, let me go back to Pam in Denver, who was talking about why, you know, pro-life, or whatever terms you want to use, anti-choice, pro-choice, is so important. Go ahead, Pam.
Well, what I want to say, Jay, is that, you know, to bring up a little history, you know, for thousands of years, women have been loving their families, nurturing their families, and it's not a well-known fact, but women are the largest unpaid workforce in the world. And, you know, as a woman, I didn't mind sacrificing for my family, but now, you know, in the public sphere, I'm being asked to sacrifice the rights that I've gained over the last 40 years for these right-wing Democrats, and I'm including Hillary in that, you know. I'm not an extremist. I don't need to have people say that, you know, I don't need to have extreme candidates to say women have to have an abortion and all that. But no, it has to be, you know, there has to be some equality, and we have to see that men aren't putting us on the back burner again for the candidates that, you know, just don't even mention our needs and don't even mention our rights.
You know, the only thing I can answer and say that is that, and my point with Lynn was, all right, for instance, when it comes to Hillary Clinton, mm-hmm. she's probably going to run.
Right.
Even though I don't like her.
Right.
Because, number one, I mean, her answer to Iraq is put more troops in there.
Mm-hmm.
And she won't move off the dime on that, and she won't move off the dime on her vote. Now, I've never heard her say that she thinks abortion should be illegal. I've heard her say that she thinks it ought to be legal, but
mm-hmm.
rare.
Right.
You know,
she doesn't say it's illegal. The point is, it should be illegal. What she's doing is she's moving toward that camp.
But she's never said that. I mean, I got to disagree with you on this strongly. She has never said that. She has the same view as her husband has,
right,
that it ought to be legal but rare. and that you know that young kids ought to get counseling about, and they ought to get sexual education. But here's my point, and here's the point I tried to make with Lynn. Okay, if there's nobody else to vote for, if Bill Ritter stays in and he's the only one, if Romanoff decides not to run, if Hillary Clinton grabs the nomination, what are you going to do? Are you going to sit home?
Well, of course not.
Well, Lynn said she was going to, and
yeah.
To me, that's just handing the country and handing the governorship over to the enemy.
But the point that you have to understand is that Lynn's trying to stem the tide of everything moving to the right, of our, you know, giving in and giving in and giving in.
But it's not, you know, but it's not a matter of that. If nobody else runs, if nobody else challenges Bill Ritter, you can't make silk out of a sow's ear. If there's nobody to run there, then you got nobody else to run. I mean, what are you going to do?
Well, I'm not like Lynn. I will, of course, try to get in there. But the point is, Jay, and this isn't being talked about anywhere, is that I don't see anybody really standing up for women's rights.
I disagree.
I
disagree with that too. I mean, on this program alone, I've dedicated days and days to talking about this subject. I've heard other Democrats talk about it. I've heard Howard Dean talk about it.
Right.
You know, and I just to me, it's not a disqualifier for being a member of the Democratic Party. You can be anti-choice and whatever term, pro-life, whatever you want to use, and you can still be a Democrat. That's not a problem for me. And I don't think that women's rights are being put on the back burner. I think that stuff is discussed every single day.
Well. But in the, where the power is, they are like the Roberts nomination.
Yeah, but that's, you know what that is? That's a matter of the fact that the President of the United States, George W. Bush, as much as a goober as he is and a fool, and I hate to use a strong terminology, but he is, and so is the Vice President, who's a very dark, dark man. You know, if you win elections, then under the Constitution, you have the right to appoint who you want to be on the Supreme Court. Now, whether the Democrats decide to block that or not, and Joseph Biden is talking about how this is a troubled nomination and that maybe a filibuster is in order, that's all the Democrats can do. And what do you expect out of a Republican conservative White House that caters to its base and to the religious right? I mean, this is what you're going to get.
Well, there's a reason for advising consent, Jay.
Yeah, but you, when you don't
he
have
a vote,
but when you don't, but when you don't,
court.
You don't. But yeah, but let's live in reality. When you don't have the votes, you're stuck. I mean, this is one of the reasons why it is critical in 06 for us to make gains.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't have the votes, there's nothing you can do about it. I mean, every Democrat, and there may be some defectors, but you know, Democrats vote again. Even if every one of them, all 44 of them, in the Senate voted against this guy. And all the Democrats in the Judiciary Committee voted against him.
Well,
they still couldn't stop it because they don't have the votes.
They'd get more support from the people, because how often do you hear people calling into you saying, why don't the Democrats fight? You know, the rest of us are way ahead of them. We're fighting our little battles, you know, in our neighborhoods and all that. We're speaking truth to power, as the phrase goes now. We're beginning to see that with the Democrats. But I'm just saying, with Lynn, I understand her issue. As a woman, women's rights are important to me. Women have lost their rights in Iraq. That isn't talked about very often. It's like, it's in some ways, we're the invisible minority. And I would like to see, at this point in our history, when things are so polarized, I would like to see some great person that has the strength to talk about principles and not be waffling. After all, isn't that what people love about Bush, is that he's just so, I call it stubborn. What does everybody else call it?
According to the latest,
resolute.
According to the latest polls, though, Bush doesn't get, Bush gets minus.
Yeah,
ratings for being stubborn, and most people don't trust him.
Yeah,
but I still think, you know what, I understand what you're saying, and I understand exactly where you're coming from, but I have to say to you again, okay, no one is putting women's issues on the back burner. No one is saying that women's rights and that where women stand doesn't, you know, it doesn't come into play and doesn't make a difference, but it boils down to who gets a nomination and who runs, and the idea of thinking that by threatening a boycott is gonna force is going to force the Democrats to move to the left. You know what? If there's nobody to run, if there's nobody out there, then you can't make something happen that's not going to happen. You can't invent a car if you don't have the material to build it.
Well, I voted for Bush. I normally would have voted for a third party, but I voted for Bush. I mean, Bush, what am I saying? Kerry, for the same, for the very same reason. However, I respect Lynn because she's a woman of principles and she's sticking
to her
principles.
I don't think anybody's saying we don't respect her.
No,
I know
you're not, but what I'm saying is she's doing the one thing that we need to see in our leaders outside of us. Sticking with principles.
Yeah, but you know what? In sticking with principles, sometimes you can cut off your nose to spite your face. And I'll tell you something: if you want Roe versus Wade to be overturned, if you want that to happen, then go out and vote for the Republicans because you know what? They'll make sure it happens.
All right, I gotta go.
Okay. I gotta go. Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it. Okay, and call me again. It's 9:30 here at AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Coming up, we're going to talk to Rand Beers, and we'll take more of your phone calls, too. Let's get some progressive traffic now from Bailey.
Well, thanks, Jay. We're still seeing a few slow spots this morning coming out of the Lakewood area, eastbound 6th Avenue. Still running a little heavy from Sheridan over toward I-25, southbound 225. Looking at brake lights, free ride into the tech center and on the north side of town. Southbound I-25 slows from Thornton Parkway to the Turnpike and again from Colfax down through Hampton. Now, we are thinning out around town on Arapahoe, Broadway, and Baseline. Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93 all look good, and the Turnpike moving along just fine east and westbound through Broomfield and Westminster. Now, off the highways, we do have a crash blocking all lanes southbound on Colorado Boulevard. That's just before I-25, so expect some pretty big bunching in that area. Checking the forecast.
Talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away.
Yeah, it's called the Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-514-4750. Again, that's 1-800-514-4750. 1-800-514-4750.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage. Just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly a half million others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-900-5541. 1-800-900-5541. That's 1-800-900-5541.
This is a special public announcement for anyone that's upside down in a lease or purchase of a 2004 or newer car, truck, or SUV. If you're unable to get the price you need or simply no buyers, you don't have to lose thousands or roll it over into a new note. Give AutoManagement.com a call at 303-756-6800. They can get you out. The company is AutoManagement.com. They've provided a payment guarantee service in Denver for 18 years. Please check them out at AutoManagement.com. Call for an appointment today. 303-756-6800. You won't have to take the hit if the market has fallen for your vehicle. They have the solutions, and at no cost to you if you mention you heard this ad on the radio. A $250 value. Now isn't that a special deal? AutoManagement.com will get you out. Protect your credit and lose the stress. Call 303-756-6800 and tell them about your vehicle. Start saving your assets today. AutoManagement online at AutoManagement.com or call 303-756-6800.
Thinking about what to serve at your business lunch or holiday affair? You can put out a tray of cold cuts and cube cheese and no one will think any less of you.
Or you can have your guests ask where all the delicious food came from. Invite Tin Star to your next party and add some sizzle, smoke, and salsa. Choose homemade chips, roasted salsa, grilled vegetable quesadilla, or a gourmet soft taco platter. Find out more about the Tin Star party platters and box lunches at tinstar.us or click on the banner in the player now. Tin Star. Sizzle, smoke, salsa.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Rand Beers served on the National Security Council under Reagan, also Bush 41, Clinton and Bush 43 in the counterterrorism and intelligence programs. In 2002, 2003, he was special assistant to the president and senior director for combating terrorism. He resigned in March of 2003 and was named John Kerry's Homeland Security Advisor. Rand, good morning and welcome to AM760.
Thanks very much. It's good to be here.
All right, you know the question I got to ask you right off the bat. Why did you quit the Bush White House and go to work for John Kerry?
Well, in the first instance, leaving was because I'd taken a job combating terrorism that several people had said I should not take because it would be impossible given the White House. But I had worked in government all my life and thought that I couldn't just walk away from as serious an issue as that. But after I was there for about 5 months, it became clear to me that all of the resources and effort and focus had shifted away from fighting the war on terrorism and dealing with Afghanistan and toward the invasion of Iraq. And while initially I thought we might be able to accomplish that in an expeditious fashion if we worked through the UN and tried to do what the elder Bush had done, it became more and more clear to me by December that that was not going to be the case either. And so I came to the realization that I could not continue to work because the war simply was going to take away all of the focus from what was the most serious threat to the United States, which was Osama bin Laden.
Why do you think this administration turned on a dime like that and started to go after Iraq?
I think that they really were captured by the old notion that states make the difference and did not appreciate the fact that non-states like the terrorists represented the new kind of threat in the post-Soviet world. And so they struggled with the notion of how to deal with non-state actors and hit upon the fact that Saddam Hussein was sort of low-hanging fruit of all of the states that had caused problems, had some old association with old-line Palestinian terrorists, and simply went after it as some way to continue to show progress from their perspective in the war on terrorism, even though it had nothing whatsoever to do with it.
You think the intelligence was cherry-picked and shaped to fit the situation?
Absolutely. There's no question in my mind.
I mean, Dick Cheney is once again today in a speech in front of the American Enterprise Institute denying that this happened, calling it reprehensible, and that the people are saying it are liars, basically, to paraphrase him.
Well, you know, I'm not prepared to call what they did a lie, but it was definitely a misrepresentation and a distortion. Any administration tries to argue, make the best argument that it possibly can in support of a policy that it's pursuing, and we all know that that's true. But this was out of proportion and out of reality to the real situation on the ground. I read the National Intelligence Estimate, and the representations about nuclear weapons were incorrect. The representations about the associations with al-Qaeda, including the massive distortion that they were somehow associated with 9/11, was out of proportion to anything that the National Intelligence Estimate said. And so It was a gross misrepresentation to the American people, and that's very troubling.
And yet they continued. You know, I've seen Cheney in these clips where he talks about Mohammed. No, I'm sorry. Maybe it was Mohammed Atta. Yeah, Mohammed Atta meeting in Prague with the so-called intelligence officials from Iraq. Then he turns around and says that that's not what he said when he said it was pretty well confirmed. I mean, where did they come up with these wild ideas?
They have a very inventive infrastructure that provides them with arguments and factoids and other things that they use, figuring that if they say them often enough and loudly enough, that they will be believed, as was the that point about Mohammed Atta meeting in Prague. Even at the time of our election last year, a majority of American people believed that that was a true relationship. That's just horrible in terms of the way the public has been manipulated in this approach to dealing with so serious an issue.
9:40, 20 minutes away from 10 here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. We're talking to Rand Beers, who served on the National Security Council under numerous presidents and was director of combating terrorism. You've heard John Murtha's proposal about getting out. Do you agree with that?
I think that John Murtha is a wonderful person, and I agree with the general view that we are clearly part of the problem. The issue of how quickly we get out, and his view was distorted, quite frankly, is what the real discussion ought to be about. 6 months may be a little bit too quick, but we have to begin the process of negotiating with this new government that's going to be coming to power about what that withdrawal looks like. And 2 years at the outside, I think, is a reasonable time frame. They have to get their act together. If we don't push them to do that, then they're going to ride on our backs, and that's not good for them, and it's even worse for us.
You know, I've heard that it takes the 9 years to beat the average insurgency. Certainly this White House doesn't think we're going to stay into this for 9 years.
They will not survive the 9 years because they will be out of office in 2008. And I cannot see how they can think that even if they persist to the end of their term, that it will last much beyond 2008.
How long do you think this is going to be able to go on before finally it's going to become too painful and they'll have to cry uncle? I mean, after all, you worked in the administration. You know this guy, Bush, 43. You know Cheney, who I consider to be a very dark man, and, the Darth Vader of American politics. And these guys never apologize, and they never backpedal. How long do you think they can keep this up?
Well, I have a view that they will come to the conclusion that after this forthcoming election is completed and the new government is formed, that they will have reached a sufficient level of trained Iraqis that they will be able to begin, as they have talked before, the withdrawal, and that will be announced sometime between March and August of next year, and that the initial withdrawal will begin during that time frame, and it will be set up specifically to give the Republicans cover in the midterm election that the process of U.S. disengagement has begun.
You know, James Fallows wrote a long article in Atlantic Monthly about why the Iraqis have no army. Do you think at that time that the Iraqis are going to have enough battalions trained to be able to take it on themselves?
Well, I mean, how many battalions do you actually need? And what level of training can you reasonably expect? If we begin to withdraw in that time frame, they will have enough force that if they are, in fact, committed, they can begin to shoulder more and more of the load. But Fallows is right in his concern that we haven't done, and they haven't done, the kind of effective job that's truly necessary. And I think that that's in part attributable to the fact that we haven't pressed them clearly enough that they're going to have to take over this role. so that the politicians can hide behind us and not make the political compromises that are absolutely critical to creating an environment in which there is less motivation for the insurgents, and some of them will then drop out, and therefore reduce the magnitude of the problem that we have to face. That's what we have to do, convince the politicians in Iraq that their future is dependent upon them creating a political base for going forward, and they haven't done that yet.
Boy, you know, this whole thing, I just feel like we really stepped into it and that there's no easy answer. But you're right, at some point we're going to have to get out. And to me, the phase withdrawal idea is the best thing going. And maybe 6 months, I know there's people who listen to this show who think we should do it immediately, but maybe 6 months, you know, would be a good timetable. But if they wait until 06 to do this, or close to the election time, you know, isn't that political manipulation?
Of course it is. Of course it is. And that's why what ought to be done is that there ought to be a statement now that our presence is going to end in, generally speaking, a certain time frame. And you could say 6 months, 12 months, 18 months, 24 months. And that we're going to work with the Iraqis to make sure that they have the best chance to take over. But take over they will, and take over they must.
All right, one last question. You know, the administration says if you set a timetable, if you say what it's going to be, the insurgents are sitting in Iraq listening to this, and they'll just wait us out.
If you don't set a timetable, the Iraqi government will believe that we're going to be there for the indefinite future, and they won't make the decisions or the commitment that's necessary for them to actually win. That's both ways.
All right, Rand Beers, thank you so much for your time. Really do appreciate it. Look forward to talking to you again.
Okay, good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Here's Rand Beers, who served on the National Security Council under Reagan, Bush 41, Clinton, and Bush 43 in the counterterrorism and intelligence programs. And he was also a special assistant to President and Senior Director of the Combating Terrorism. He resigned in March of 2003 and was named John Kerry's Homeland Security Advisor about 8 months later. All right, open phones continue here at 303-713-7600. I know a lot of you want to talk about Roman.
25 in Alameda, I-25 in Thornton Parkway, and C-470 in Santa Fe. Learn more at aircarecolorado.com or call 303-456-7090.
Remember this.
Pesavento giving to Brown. Brown pushes a man. Five. He's there. 62. That's the most points ever given up by the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
Friday, the Colorado.
Need internet? May I help you?
Comcast. Thank you for upgrading your speed to 6 megs.
Oh, well, you're welcome.
No, I mean, really, thank you. Hey, you already blew DSLOA, but making Comcast 7.5 times faster, then including video mail and photo show and McAfee security free with my service? Whoa.
Well, we're glad you like it.
Yeah, I'd like to give you a big hug.
Oh, that's not necessary.
Not necessary?
No.
6 megs of speed, great features, the most trusted name in online security. That deserves something. A present. How about my cat?
Thanks, I'll pass.
I know. Some of my pizza. It's still sort of warm. I'll bring her right over.
Great. Ask for Georgina. Georgina.
Call now and get Comcast high-speed internet free for the first month. Call 1-800-COMCAST today.
Promotion rates and availability vary for non-Comcast cable customers. After promotion, regular monthly service and equipment charges apply. Call for pricing, service, and restriction details. Actual speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Speed comparison based on Comcast standard maximum download speed of 6.0 Mbps versus the standard DSL package's maximum download speed of 1.5 Mbps.
Are you worried about your cholesterol or blood pressure? What about your joints? With all the news lately, what should you do? Well, have you considered omega-3 fish oil? Millions already have because it's safe, natural, and it really works. Fish oil is proven to support healthy triglycerides and blood pressure. And now new research reveals powerful benefits for joints, wrinkled skin, even focus and concentration. If this sounds like you, we can help. We want to rush you a free bottle of Purity's Advanced Omega-3. Simply call 1-800-622-3114 and ask for your free bottle. We know that once you experience our omega-3, you'll become a loyal fish oil customer. With 3 times the power of ordinary fish oil capsules, our omega-3 delivers better and faster results. It's doctor-recommended, purified, and mercury-free. So what are you waiting for? Call 1-800-622-3114 for your free bottle and experience the miracle of fish oil. That's 1-800-622-3114.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Get out of debt and get on with your life. Agencies offering Care One credit counseling services can help. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? It's time to get out of debt and get on with your life. Call for Care One services at 1-800-550-7735. Are you behind in paying medical bills or personal loans? Been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Call Care One services for a consultation and debt analysis at 1-800-550-7735. In just one call, you can find out how quickly your debt can be paid in full. People who call for Care One services save an average of 30% in payments every month. Some can save up to 57%. So if you're over your head in credit card bills, call now and receive a consultation and debt analysis. Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. That's Care One Credit Counseling Services. 1-800-550-7735. That's 1-800-550-7735.
Thinking about what to serve at your business lunch or holiday affair? You can put out a tray of cold cuts and cube cheese and no one will think any less of you. Or you can have your guests ask where all the delicious food came from. Invite Tin Star to your next party and add some sizzle, smoke, and salsa. Choose homemade chips, roasted salsa, grilled vegetable quesadilla, or a gourmet soft taco platter. Find out more about the Tin Star party platters and box lunches at tinstar.us or click on the banner in the player now. Tin Star. Sizzle, smoke, salsa.
Yeah. Good morning, Jay. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right, Greg. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Hey, I don't mean to get off the subject. That's pretty entertaining what you're talking about right there. But I just had one question. This weekend, I was looking at the CNN ticker tape. They didn't report it on CNN or Headline News. But the Sunnis on the reconciliation agreement over there in Egypt are also asking for a timetable full withdrawal out of Iraq.
So now, wait a minute, the Sunnis where, in Egypt?
No, the Sunnis in Iraq.
Oh, the Sunnis in Iraq?
Are asking, also, according to the CNN Headline News ticker tape, they didn't report on that, but they were asking for a timetable full withdrawal and for a passing of the Constitution that they just voted on in this last election.
Yeah, I think that you know, Murtha quoted a poll, which we had on this program like way earlier, that indicated two things: 80% of the Iraqis, between 80 and 85% of them, want us out of there now, and that 45% now say that killing Americans is justified. They want us to leave.
Absolutely, and another thing is this, Jay, is why is I actually crossed over to the other side, bad news. I crossed over and got through to Mike Gallagher. I braided this guy. I told him how their party actually wants to always go after veterans. In 2000, they went after John McCain. 2002, they went after Max Cleland. 2004, they went after John Kerry. 2005, they're going after John Murtha. But if you back up the page a little bit, in 2005, this same lady who spoke on the floor went after Paul Hackett. I got through to Mike Gallagher this morning, and it slipped my mind. I should have actually went after him also for what he did to Cindy Sheehan and Casey Sheehan at Casey back in October. I also went after his party for the fact that they went to cut veteran benefits before the Iraq war even started. They cut
What was his response?
He agreed each time. He said, yeah, I agree. Yeah, I agree.
Wow.
Listen, all those conservatives across the country heard him say, yeah, I agree, every time I spoke.
I don't know how big of an audience he has, but you know what? I don't think he has any, you know, he has to agree. And I'll tell you something else. There is, and I believe it's Congressional Quarterly that had this. There is a report, I can't name the guy's name, but there's a congressman from South Carolina that intends to try to get an ethics investigation going against John Murtha for his dealings with defense appropriations and his brother's company. Now, there's, you know, Murtha wouldn't do something like this. I mean, he's been around forever. He's a stand-up guy. But they're going to try, because this is a typical Karl Rove smear machine move, they're going to try to smear John Murtha. Because they believe in doing that to anybody who gets in their way.
Come on. if that's what they want to do, then they need to play that same game right now with Sam Alito. Mike Malloy, Air America radio host, also pointed this out. Mike Malloy has pointed out the fact that Sam Alito had promised to the congressional hearings when they appointed him to the Federal Judiciary Committee that he would not rule on any cases affecting personal matters. And then, in fact, he did.
Yeah, he didn't recuse himself. He didn't recuse himself. You're right about that.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, you know what? I mean, that shows you how much you can trust him. Hey, thank you, man. I appreciate the call. I got to go. I got to run. Thanks. Appreciate it. Yeah, that's true about this guy in South Carolina, this congressman. I don't know who it is. News story didn't identify him. But he's talking about starting an ethics investigation against Murtha. These people will smear. They will lie. They will go after anybody who stands in their way or stands up to them. That's why that book that was reviewed in the Denver Post, in the weekend section, the arts section there, you got to check it out. I'm going to order it. It's about the parallels between the Bush administration and the McCarthy era. Ann and Greeley. Ann, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. Great show.
Thank you. You're very kind.
Hey, listen, I need to yank you back here just at the end to the abortion discussion, if you
That's
don't
fine.
Mind.
Yeah, take it anywhere you want.
Listen, I do agree with Pam and Lynn that women's issues are, it's not overlooked, that we are frequently asked to go to the back of the bus. And that when it comes to being a popular issue, there's no reason that pro-choice should not be seen as a winning issue for Democrats. First of all, the majority of the country is pro-choice, and women are the majority of Democratic voters. And if the party doesn't wake up and recognize this, I certainly would never countenance not going to the polls. I'm just programmed so that I would never not vote. And I would certainly pull the lever for Bill Ritter if the alternative were Mark Holtzman or Bob Beaupre. But I just don't understand why the Democrats to all of this rhetoric about the so-called values voters that allegedly took over the country a year ago. If you look at the data, the majority of the country is pro-choice, and why Democrats can't stand up and be proud of that and speak in language that's sort of convincing and authentic is just beyond me.
I don't think they're doing that. I think what they're doing is they're putting together a well-crafted plan and a well-crafted position paper that will cover not only foreign policy, but we'll cover domestic policy, and they're going to have it next year in time for the midterm elections. And I don't think many Democrats are. I don't think Democrats are abandoning the idea of a woman's right to choose or a woman's right to privacy. There are some people in the Democratic Party who do not go along with that. Most prominent person known right now is Bill Casey Jr. William Casey Jr. I'm sorry, in Pennsylvania.
Casey Jr. Yeah.
You know, the Bob Casey, that's right. You're right, because his father was the governor.
That's right.
You know, his late father. But I think, you know, he's like one example. But I think if you polled Democrats, if you polled the majority, I mean, you polled most of the legislators, both on the federal and local level and the state level, I think most of them would line up.